got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday. Again, it's Friday. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy. My biblical question, what would happen if you came out of your movie? What would happen if you came out of your movie? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, busy running around, doing whatever you're doing, and you don't have time to sit and watch the show, you can podcast the show and listen to the show as it's happening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. And then BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday again. And yes, Friday is open line Friday. We talk about whatever. But Friday, because we love the blacks we love too. Sorry about that. I talked to my producer. It's Friday. And because we love the blacks, we have decided to, even though we've been trying to help the blacks for the last 35 years, we decided to allow Friday to be Black Friday. That was before. This is before. And this is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I
did,
like I say, I
want to
hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong with the blacks? And not all, but most, not all. It is amazing. So I have with me my experts, and I'll get to your calls too. But I have with me my experts. Over to my far right, the host of the American Anchor Baby, Monday through Friday at 12 noon Pacific time. He is the host of that show and an expert on JesseLeePeterson.com. Way over to my right. And in the middle here, stuck in the middle, Joel Friday TV, the host of Joel Friday TV. He black Monday through Thursday. Though his name is Friday, he only worked Monday through Thursday doing the radio show. He worked Monday through Friday, but only the show on Monday through Thursday. And an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And then my 4-4 right, the Hake Report, the Hulk, host of the HakeReport.com, Monday through Friday, and an expert on Jesse Lee Peterson's show. So I want to show them some reaction. Some of you know that there are between 49 to 59 white South Africans who Donald Trump had brought into America because they were under what do you call that?
Genocide.
Genocide. They're being genocide in Africa, South Africa. And there's no one helping them. And the South African government have not only don't care about these people, but they're taking their lands without compensation. And the black Africans have destroyed everything that the white Africans built in South Africa. And so the white people say, okay, y'all can, under Nelson Mandela, a communist, the white Africans say, y'all can have South Africa on this part. Everything we'll build, the buildings and everything. We're going to leave and go out to the farm land and start all over so y'all can have this. Okay, blacks? And the blacks are like, oh, okay. And within a couple of days, the blacks destroyed South Africa. Everything that was built, everything that was there, crying went out of control. The government, black South African government, passed a law or laws that would take away white people's land without compensation. Then the blacks started going out into the farmland to rob and rape and attack white people. And so Donald Trump decided, let me help these people. It is a genocide. And so they brought some white Africans here to America, and because the blacks are so hateful and angry, they are complaining about that. They don't want white people here in their own country, by the way. Here's a video of a black man, and I want the reactions of my experts. Here's a black man claiming that 8,000 South African refugees were brought to America solely because of their racism. Because of racism. Watch this on TikTok.
I need y'all to realize what Trump just did. He brought 8,000 white people out here from South Africa. Not because they need refuge. Not because they need asylum. It's because he knows these 8,000 white South Africans are racist. He knows they finna come over here and they gonna be blatantly racist thinking that they still in South Africa. But these 8,000 racist gonna find out the hard way. They're gonna around and find out. You can't talk that over here on our soil. So what's gonna happen is that these people are gonna start getting their whooped because they think it's okay to talk to us any old kind of way like they did out there in South Africa. Then we start lumping up because they don't know how to talk to black people in America. Oh, here comes another executive order.
Amazing, huh? First of all, according to all the report, NBC News said that it was 59 white South African. 59, not 8,000.
And he didn't say white South Africans or Afrikaners. He said 8,000 bigots on the cover of his video.
And he said they're going to find out. A black woman, first of all, it was 59 according to ABC News. All right, 59, not 8,000. A black woman warned that South African refugees' days are numbered, saying they don't have Secret Service protection like Trump. Why is this from X?
Good morning. This is for the South Africans who are going to be entering the United States. This is just a public service announcement. I just wanted to make you aware that the black people who were students during apartheid, we're grandmas and grandpas now, and we have the air of Gen Z. Mm-hmm. One more thing. I also want to let you know that our president, he has Secret Service, and you will not. Mm-hmm. I also want to tell you that black people over here are empowered. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. These are just public service announcements.
This is so bad.
When you get here, sit your down and don't touch nothing because you don't have Secret Service. Okay. Now have the day you deserve.
Oh, that's not a public service announcement. That's threats.
Joel can read between the lines.
Between the lines of love and hate.
It's obvious.
Take that, Maze. He knows black people. Shout out.
MSNBC political analyst Donna Edwards accused President Trump of racism for granting refugee status to Afrikaners. Watch it from MSNBC.
Well, in my view, what makes it different is that they are white South Africans. The president, in my view, has not hidden his racism behind a bushel. In fact, you know, in his policies, whether it's removing government workers or in this case, admitting white South Africans while denying refugee status, asylum seekers from other countries, principally Central and South American and black nations to come into this country.
Amazing. That was Donna Edwards and MSNBC political analyst. And again, I want to remind you, some people said it was 49, but according to ABC, it was 59. So it wasn't more than that for sure. And here is, this is why South Africans need refugee. Watch it from X.
They're Trump supporters.
For each one person that is being killed by the taxi industry, we get five white people. For every one black person who killed, we get five white people. Who kill one of us, we get five of us.
So they were chanting, kill the boar. Right? Boar?
Kill the boar.
Kill the boer.
That's the white South African farmer, Afrikaner farmer.
Amazing. So being told ABC, Fox News, and the AP all
say
59 refugees are white people. All right?
Yep.
Kill the boer, there's chanting. Can you imagine white people chanting that about the blacks? And last but not least, the white refugees are presumably now criminals. The government of South Africa announced it is now going to be considered treasonous for their people to mention the poor treatment of white people. You know, if you're going to go to jail if you mention the poor treatment of white people in South Africa. Watch this from X.
And all their inner circles here in Parliament who went to the United States to spin a narrative of victimhood of white people being murdered by blacks, mobilizing the United States government to interfere in the domestic affairs of our country. What measures, if any, have you used to scrutinize these treasonous acts of white right-wing racist extremist movements, especially in relations to how they are funded, so as to protect the imminent threat of civil war in South Africa? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kesa. Honorable Minister, your response, please.
Thank you, Honorable Deputy Chair. As indicated earlier, the law enforcement agencies are investigating the Treasonous Act of Misinformation and also that which is provided for in the, I forgot the right naming of the act that talks about treason in the country.
I didn't really understand what you said.
She was, but she too called it treasonous, yeah, both, misinformation. Right.
They both went with that, yeah.
Amazing. So, white people are under attack. 59, according to all the report, only 59 so far, white people here, and the blacks are having a hissy fit. I want to know, we'll start with hate today. What do you think about that hate?
Very interesting.
What do you have to say?
It's super interesting how, one, that first guy and all of them, it's like they can't hear themselves. Their hatred for and how they despise the whites. And that second gal who is like saying, or whatever, I forget what she said.
That's so black.
she didn't realize she was brainwashed in the 70s or 80s or whenever they were brainwashing people about apartheid. Because she's just being nasty towards, like Joel said, threatening them. And that other gal, the MSNBC, Donna Brown or whatever.
Donna Edwards.
Thank you. She looked like she was stressed out even to talk. And then, of course, these guys are like, oh, he kills one of ours, or they kill one of ours, we kill five of theirs. That's just how the blacks here are thinking in terms of when Mike Brown died, there was a guy who went into New York and ambushed a couple of cops in a police car. He said, pigs in a blanket. They take one of ours, we take two of theirs. Something like that. So they're psycho. There was it's interesting, that last one about treasonous misinformation. That's what they're trying to do here. They're trying to take away the freedom of speech. And they already are, effectively.
If Donald Trump had not won the election, it would be done completely.
Yeah. You would not have any freedom of speech to tell the truth, and then they call it treasonous misinformation.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Amazing. And
communism.
You say?
Yeah, the blacks are obviously angry, and they're out of control with that stuff. Obviously, you can just tell by their attitude and the way they go about speaking things. It's all from, like, a condescending place or, like, this anger, and you can tell either they're overreacting or they're calm, but they have this nasty attitude about it. It's never like a proper just analysis of what's going on. So, but we already knew that as well. But as far as the 59 South Africaners coming to America, I think that it may be the right thing to do, maybe, but it's hypocritical. For sure.
Meaning what?
That, because what's happening is they're illegal. They're illegals, right? They're asylum seekers as well. So we're choosing to let them in. And like I said, it could be the right thing. And maybe they should be in because of what's going on. But there's a lot of other people that can say that they're in a similar situation in different countries and they're not being let in. So if we're going to let... It just has to be fair across the board, and it comes off as hypocritical on Donald Trump's part.
Oh, I see. You're saying it's hypocritical for him to bring in the white refugees. and right. not let all those other people in
right.
who said that they were refugees.
Or at least, because the argument's going to be at least the ones that, because obviously a million illegal aliens are not all in trouble. Millions of plus illegal aliens at the door.
Yeah, but it ain't can't,
but there's a small group that they're gonna probably push back on this to say, like, hey, well, how come you didn't look at our situation and you just refused us? And I can understand that. So it just comes off as hypocritical.
And you say, Anchor Baby,
an amazing situation. It is revealing so much stuff that should already be seen, but in another way, it's like a mask off moment. Like, it's just so evil the way they're acting brazenly on camera. We're going to find you. You guys are coming here for refuge. Too bad. We're going to make your life hell.
One white man, one black guy said it was 8,000 of them.
Bigots. He was being bigoted.
Bigots.
It was like 59. He's about 8,000, according to the report, 59.
It's like Maze called me my show. And the assumptions in the mind, it's crazy. She was saying these refugees, for example, she was saying that they were that place, Orania. Remember, you had that guest. He was the CEO of that white-only town.
Right.
She was speculating that the reason that they didn't go there is because they're criminals, and they don't let criminals in Orania, so they're coming here. They're just criminals. It's just the speculation.
She speculated that the white refugees that came here were criminals?
Right.
Because she assumes that they wanted to go to Orania, and they weren't let in because they're criminals.
She read all that. What the?
Or it could also be an angle that Maze is doing in response to the way that we speak about the illegals being criminals. Because I remember Maze saying one time that she doesn't think that a lot of the illegals are criminals. So I think she's just using it.
It wasn't clever enough because it was just blatantly saying that. And it's crazy. There's children among these people, right? So how long is apartheid going to be a thing you can punish people for?
Yeah.
So
amazing. And so because of time, what do you think what Joel said about,
I think
it's hypocritical that there are some other people from other countries who are refugees. Am I stating it right?
Yeah.
Who are refugees and our country don't want them in, but they'll let the white people come in.
Yeah. Like, there's so much I want to say about this. It's so interesting. But on that, honestly, I'll just say it like this. I mean, there's no point on being fair across the board. Let's just be honest. Number one, it is a white country, and that is the argument. So let me just say that. That is the argument to be unfair even in that way.
Because why, though? Because they're white?
Yes. That's an argument on its own, on maintaining the white majority of this country. That's an argument on its own. There's other ones, but you don't need to be fair. The distinctions matter. On who's coming over economically, what they can do, what they bring to a country, and how willing they are to be part of it.
But white is just the color of the skin. They're not Americans, right? So just because they're white, they can be coming over and not assimilating. Mm-hmm. They could be coming over bringing Africa stuff too. So that's
a fair question. And here's how I see it. Look, I remember first hearing you say, Jesse, years ago, if the white people left and left the banks and left everything to the black people, it would just be a ghetto in no time.
Right.
And honestly, sincerely, when I first heard you, I was like, okay, he's making a point. Oh, that's wild. That was what I really heard. That was what I sincerely thought. When I asked myself if there were no whites here or a white minority, Kamala Harris would be president.
I tremble.
That's just a bottom line point, right? I don't see it deeper than that. And so when I look at it like that, I look at white people across the world sharing some sort of culture that clearly is working, that clearly is will gel more here, for example.
Okay. And how do you respond to what Joel said? The unfairness that there are other people, some other people who are refugees, and Americans don't want them to come, but white people, they can come. Who claim to be refugees?
Obama, Biden, maybe Bush even, and the other Bush maybe too, and maybe Reagan, I don't know. For many generations, people have allowed in, so-called refugees, and they bring them in not as illegals, because Joelle said illegals, but they're not illegals. They bring them in as refugees, and
so they call them asylum seekers, right?
No, they illegals they call asylum seekers, because they a lot of illegals present themselves and want to cry asylum and then call themselves refugees. But a lot of people are brought in as refugees, whether and they come in supposedly the right way, brought in by the government. And so this has been a ham-fisted by the thousands, not by 59 who are vetted in advance. So
you're saying that Obama did.
Obama before. And all these other presidents have been bringing in refugees like crazy. And they bring them in by the thousands, not 59 who are vetted in advance.
Well, I'm just speaking on Trump's administration. I'm speaking
this is a response. This, in contrast to that, Trump is checking who these people are. He's making sure that they are going to be contributors. It's not simply because they're white. They've been vetted. They've been looked at. And it's 59. He may bring in more. He may open it up. But it's not flooding them in, granting broad temporary protected status as refugees, like what Biden did of the Haitians. It's a completely different and better and right way of going about it.
But others may argue that they're also in the same position as the South African people.
No, but they're not. They're completely different people.
But says who, though?
It says
their own rules.
Yeah, what Nick said is we're not just bringing in refugees only because we feel sorry for them.
No.
We're bringing refugees because they're contributors.
So there's not one other... There's not one other
we can
person
look at those.
Like South African seeking asylum because of their government is corrupt and they're actually looking for help. There's not one other person
we
out
can
there
look,
from a different
we,
country?
Trump, I'm sure, will be looking at those in a fair way and in an orderly way. He's been knowing for since his first administration the situation of the South Africans, that it's been dire and that it's been ignored. There are many places where all these other people can go and they don't have to come to America. And maybe down the road he takes a look and lets in some of these other POC so-called refugees. And because some of them could be legitimate, but everybody is welcoming all those refugees.
Yeah, you bring up
I'm not defending anything. I'm not defending anybody.
I know you're calling it hypocritical.
But I'm just saying that like
ignorance.
How come
and you're calling them illegals out of ignorance.
No, it's not ignorance though, because
it's
not fair across the board, because right now we're like rooting for the South Africans.
Right.
Bring them all over here. A poor South Africans.
Because literally nobody
ones,
was bringing
the other
them
ones
in.
Were like, oh, so-called refugees. So-called.
Right.
But we don't know. We don't know.
Exactly. That's why we have to call them so-called.
But
because
right,
we don't know that they're really refugees.
Right. So then we get to side with the South Africans that deserve the asylum, but not the other ones, because
we can decide on those later, but you got to turn it around.
Yes, Nick.
And that's all well before color. You know, James brings up a very good distinction. The true hypocrisy that starts well before all that is the refugee status itself. If you just look at what the government currently calls asylum seekers refugee status, and you scrutinize who they're bringing over, the people that you might just assume, they need help too, you would see that under their own definitions of the U.S., they're not really asylum seekers. They should have been in a country, a different country as a refugee
neighboring
well
country.
Before coming here. So.
And you know what else is? They've been transforming the communities. Small communities, small white civilized nice communities in America for like the worst. They've been bringing in all kinds of crime. You heard about the problems with the people driving crazy in that area in like Indiana or somewhere. And so it's been a problem for Americans. And Trump is turning it around.
And you say?
It just sounds like you guys are siding with the whites. That's just what it sounds like. When the white people that aren't from here, they don't qualify, because what made America great is American culture whites, not South African culture whites.
888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Amazing. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta living at home with my mom and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Black Friday and Open Line Friday. Black Friday / Open Line Friday, whatever you want to talk about. Quick announcement, the Hake Report is coming up right after my show today. James Hake, the Hake Report, HAKReport.com. And after the Hake Report today at 11 a.m. Pacific time. No, not Joel Friday TV. He's Thursday, Monday through Thursday. But a brand new episode of TheFallenState.tv. TheFallenState.tv. I had an amazing conversation with Mike Lindell. And Mike is the My Pillow guy. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I am about to talk to My Pillow guy. Can you believe that? What the?
I was an ex-addict, crack cocaine. People don't look to God when things are going good. They look for God when things are going bad. My parents divorced when I was 7 years old. It don't matter the color of the skin. You take the father out of the family, and you're going to have problems. With God, all things are possible. And God working through you, you'll get it done faster and better than anyone in history.
What?
That's My Pillow guy, even off camera.
My Pillow guy. Today on the TheFallenState.tv at 11 a.m., you can become a member of the TheFallenState.tv. Isn't that amazing? On YouTube there in the Fallen State. And you can support us on locals.com. And then at 12 o'clock Pacific time, right after the TheFallenState.tv, American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. And the American Anchor Baby is on fire. Especially with all this mess. you black people mad about the white votes. The Anchor Baby dealing with that like not it going. No. This subject is so interesting. Joel, sometimes I wish he was on Fridays too. Because he's like, oh, I got to wait until Monday to see all that. So the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time, Monday through Friday. And Sunday morning fellowship for all at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30. Rebuildingaman.com/church. And you can watch it live anywhere in the world, but you can also be a part of it. Right here in L.A., all right? Fellowship, amazing. Last night, we had the women's forum for the third Thursday of each month. It was amazing. It was amazing so many ways. Number one way for me is watching these women deal with reality of themselves and then to see the changes that are happening. It's so interesting to me. It's amazing how as soon as you can see for yourself that you're evil and know that something is wrong with that, immediately you start to change. And the problem is most people will not admit that they're evil. It was worth being up late last night, ladies. I even told them, you know what, ladies? It's amazing watching you guys grow in a spiritual way like this. So stay with it, ladies. Stay with it. Stay with it. All of them. It was mind-blowing. I want to go quickly. My experts are here. Joel Friday from Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday. The HakeReport.com, Monday through Friday, right after my show. And then the American Anchor Baby, and Monday through Friday at 12 noon. And they're all experts on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. We are responding to the 59, according to our report, white South Africans who have been given refugees. That's what you call it, right?
Refugee status.
Refugee status in America. And the blacks, no, are having a fit about it. And Joel and everybody responded to it. Joel said that it's hypocritical that we bring some white folks up in here when there are some other race of people that want to be refugees, and we don't want them to be that. And Hake is like, what the? And Nick is like, what the? Y'all want to say any more about that? I want to take some calls on this.
Yeah. The notion that Trump is doing it because they're white is ridiculous. Trump is not into the white thing like that at all. And really, the because they're white thing is primarily the dismissal of them, the notion that they're refugees. They're dismissed. Their situation is completely dismissed and ignored because they're white and because of the fake thing about, the overreaction to apartheid back in the day.
Yeah.
And so, yes, there are whites who are into the white thing and they want the refugees because they're white. But that's not Trump, and that's not the whites. Just so happen in their siding with the whites, they happen to be on the practically right side as well. Okay. Even though they may be wrong for identifying with the white thing, and I think you're overreacting to that thing, that situation.
Well, I think that is. I don't think that it's wrong that they're being let in. Like I said, that could be the right thing to do, and because of what's going on in their situation. But I'm just saying that it should be fair across the board, because there's this big talk, which I don't necessarily even disagree with, of like, don't let illegals in. They should fix their own country. They're going to come here and ruin our country. Let's make sure that we deny them at the door, or if they want to come here, come legally. And I'm all for that too. But now when the narrative gets switched because these South Africans are there, then it's like, oh, okay, well, we can't. Then let's stand on the word that we've been standing on this whole time and not let anybody in unless they come in the right way. Or we look across the board and we be smart about it, like the South African things who may need the help. Let them in, but let's also look at the other countries in, because it just seems hypocritical not to look at everybody.
Okay, two things. Like what Nick said, we don't have to be fair in terms of whom we let in. Because it's not just the plight, it's also protection of the country and its people. But I'm sure that Trump will be looking at the POCs too, because he is, in my opinion, some kind of too fair. And so it's not hypocritical and it's not unfair to be selective in terms of whom you want to even look at. And the other thing is, you don't, like Jerome yesterday, you don't seem to know the difference between a refugee and an illegal. There's always been practices of probably every country that allows in people as refugees and brings them in an orderly way, lawfully, completely different from people who are sneaking in here or coming in here and trying to present themselves as refugees.
Has Trump done that to anybody in El Salvador? Has Trump done that to anybody in
We don't want
Mexico.
Those people.
He didn't
let
them.
We don't want
right
those
there.
People.
Right there. That's right there. We don't want those people.
Right.
Why?
Exactly. Why do we have to be fair?
But how do we know that
why do we have to be fair? That's the
assumption. But that's what I'm saying. Right.
Because
that's the right thing to do.
They don't speak English.
Hypocritical.
That should be enough reason.
Let me
they don't speak English should be enough reason.
But let me push back on it. Is that how do you, right now, your blanket statement is that all people from Mexico or El Salvador aren't worthy of asylum.
That's not
right.
Because
you're saying we don't want them.
Asylum.
You're saying we don't want them. Why? But they're not from America, right?
Right.
South That's Africans why. Aren't from America either, so why do we want them?
Well, they speak English.
They have a closer culture and civilization.
So the English is what's going to get
That's already way better than like the vast majority of people you already mentioned.
Did you see the refugees? Did you see the families come in that came in? Did you see the footage of those people
of
carrying American flags? Yeah.
Right. That's what I said. I'm not against them coming in.
No, did you see them, though?
I didn't see them, no.
Okay, you got to see them.
Okay,
see
but that's fine. But then see everybody then. See South Africa. See El Salvador people.
But why do you have to be fair?
No, they bring
guns. That's the point. Getting past the initial thing, it's like the shock.
That's what I figured. You guys are...
We're not being fair.
Yeah, why do you have to be fair?
So we're not being fair.
Why is it hypocritical?
Yeah, not being fair.
Oh, we're not being fair.
Yeah,
so that's not the right thing to do? Fair is not right?
No.
No, of course not. Do you want criminals, for example?
God is not fair.
Right,
you want
he's
criminals,
not.
For example?
Oh, interesting.
You think God's fair?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he takes care of his people.
What does that mean?
Anybody who follows him and loves him, he takes care of.
What does that
mean? The rest who don't, he goes.
What do you mean by that?
Anybody who repents and returns to him and who wants him, he works.
At least Trump was nice enough to ship.
Is that true, though? Is that true?
Trump was nice enough to ship the El Salvador back home.
You guys don't like to talk about the truth.
Go ahead.
No, that's fine.
What's the truth? Go ahead.
But is that true that God only accepts those who accept him? Meaning that he only works with those who accept him. Is that true?
That God only worked with those who...
That God helps those who want to be helped.
I know what you're saying
but,
about
but
that,
is
but
that true, though?
It's not that
Wait,
way.
No,
okay,
not,
but is that true? Wait,
not
let's
even
just,
in
let's
life.
Just,
no,
yes
that's
no.
not true.
That's not true. God doesn't help those that want help.
No.
Okay, well, then there's no point in having
because
a conversation here.
I know what you're saying is true, but what you're saying is not true.
Okay. But how come we can't just answer the question straight
I
want to
say,
up? Why,
I'll
wait,
say
why
yes.
Why can't we answer the
question?
I'm answering straight up.
No, you're not. You said no.
Right.
Okay. Well, God doesn't help. God doesn't help people.
But he does.
Does he do
but
or
not
doesn't?
That way. But that's a different story.
What?
I mean, I don't want to get away so far to God thing and get away from the rest
no,
of
No, it's the same thing.
Anchor Baby had a different answer.
What? About... Well, yeah, because when you asked that, I was like, sure, yeah, it sounds like that's true. What were you going to say to that? Is that what you're asking me?
It sounds like what's true.
What he said about God.
About being fair.
So what were you going to say?
My point is that God will work with those who want to overcome, right? So I'm saying that maybe there's South Africans that want to, they need to, in the same example, overcome and be in a better place, right? They want to be safe. So we let them in because that's the right thing to do. Then how do we reject those who also, some, not all million, but some who also are looking for a better way of life and want to do the right things and overcome? Why do we get to reject them and then say, oh, we don't need to be fair?
Because that's not the distinction. That's not the distinction anywhere I've really seen, Joel, but that's definitely not the distinction here. The distinction here is the refugee status. When you start at the hypocrisy of that, you realize it reveals the story without you ever having to get into everything you're saying. Consider for a moment that they're saying all these people are supposed to be legitimate asylum seekers, even a lot of these illegals. When you scrutinize it, it's not so. You look at the South Africans and you could say, well, they're being pushed out, their land being expropriated in their laws, and you realize, okay, these guys actually fit this description today. Okay, why is this ignored? Why is this pushed back on so much? And there, in there, you reveal the true lie, where the lie began. With saying, hey, the hypocrisy of who you're picking and choosing on refugees. But why they lied about it in the first place. They lied about it because they hate white people. They lied about the South Africans.
I agree.
You see what I'm saying here?
I agree with that 100%. I think, and that's why I said let them come here because of the situation. That's probably the right thing to do. But that situation can be happening across the world in other places.
But
that's not the narrative that we preach in America, especially in the government. It's that reject. And I'm not against that. But then you got to reject the South Africans, too, if we're rejecting all people.
No, you're missing that Trump is correcting the hypocrisy, but you're falling for the communist accusation of what they've been doing all along, which was being hypocritical and ignoring the white plight of the South Africans and bringing in all these mostly fake refugees.
Mostly fake, but what about the some that aren't mostly?
I want to go to some calls. Why you bring God in it? Black people always bring God in it at the
because
wrong
don't
time.
We, aren't we supposed to point back to the
not
foundation?
Every time.
Oh, no.
No, these
I
are just
God
people.
Was the foundation
yeah, it's
of the
practical.
Earth.
You're
these
dealing
are just
with
mere people. We can't, yeah. like, can, will they overcome
so
is not in my immigration
use,
criteria.
We don't use God's principles. We don't use God's principles to
will they
solve
overcome
things.
Shouldn't
oh.
be the criteria of a immigration.
Let me do this. Let me go to Eric, a first-time caller out of Florida. Eric, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse? Let me take off.
All is well.
All right. I just had a comment about what Joel was saying. I don't think it's hypocritical because in South Africa, there's genocide going on. And, you know, in Mexico, there's not a majority race chanting, kill the Mexicans. In South Africa, they're chanting, kill the whites. So that's why I don't think it's hypocritical.
What about MS-13?
Yeah, but that's not a different
what about
race, majority race of people wanting to kill off a smaller majority race of
so
people.
Let me ask though. What's the name?
Eric.
Let me ask. So when you hear about it, Mexico's government being corrupt, so corrupt that even within the government, the past two presidents who were sitting there got their heads cut off because the streets are what runs the government. And you don't think that anybody over there in Mexico to the same degree is trying, maybe some decent people trying to flee from that corrupt state?
I totally agree with that, but the fact is that it's not a very small majority. Like I said, it's not a small majority of people being chased out of their country.
Mexico's
ran by gangs and things like that, and it's very dangerous. But it's the same thing with America. I mean, maybe we don't have gangs chopping off leaders' heads in America, but it's the same thing.
Joel, so what happened in South Africa? You may not know about this. The whole government, which is black, and the blacks in South Africa are saying, kill the Boer.
Right, kill the white.
Yeah, so the government that make laws and stuff like that are in agreement with the rest of the blacks to kill the Boer.
Yeah.
And the black government passed laws to take the white man's land. And so it's like, but in Mexico and other areas, the government is not supporting, the whole government is not supporting the rest of the people who want to destroy some other
race. Exactly, that's what
country.
I was trying to say. Jesse just figured
but
it out
just
for me. The government in Mexico isn't saying kill the Mexicans,
right.
But the government in South Africa is saying kill the whites. And that's where it's not hypocritical because these people need somewhere to go. And it was only 48 people or 49 people. They were going to get killed more than likely.
And that's what
over
makes
in Mexico,
a
there's not a definite chance that everybody in Mexico is going to die because of the gangs. They just want to get out of that crappy situation. But if you're being hunted, that's a different situation.
Yeah, no, I
and
agree.
So that's
I
what
agree
makes it a refugee status. The government is against the people, not just the drug lords or.
Yeah, and doesn't the South African government even have laws in place that are against white people?
I'm just saying that. I agree, though. I think that the right thing seems like we get the white people out of there who are being brutalized just for the fact that they're white and bring them here. I think that that's good.
Exactly.
But
and
I think that
that's
we,
what
but,
makes it
we,
not
but we can't pretend
on Donald Trump's part.
And we can't pretend as if that can't be happening in other places. We can't just say, oh, it's not happening in Mexico. We
but
don't know that it's not.
Because it's not the government, the entire government that's doing it to the people.
But the government is
you have the government,
other people.
You
it's
have
corrupt.
The government split like I'm a corrupt government. You have a
no. It's way worse than our corrupt government. Our corrupt government is soft compared to their corrupt
but
government.
Their government is corrupt because the people are corrupt, and we're bringing in corrupt people as so-called refugees.
Right, right. So that's the point.
Exactly,
that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. We're letting in from Mexico, gang members and rapists and all these people are coming in. The people that came from South Africa are not rapists and gang members.
As Nick said, socialist Kamala voters.
So are there anybody out of that big group of corrupt people, are there any decent ones looking for actual refugee status or no?
Yes, I'm sure there is, but why not just do it the right way instead of sneaking in or jumping the border?
Exactly. So why not draft in those actual refugees that actually are from Mexico that maybe want some status, who aren't corrupt and they have a family and they want to live righteously? Why can't we let them in?
They will come in through the front door.
Right, they come in through the front door.
They're already there.
If they come in through the front door, they will irreversibly
change origins or hard to hear.
Okay, if we let them through the front, if they had to come through the front door, then so should the South Africans.
I don't know, fellas. I feel like it's not hypocritical on Donald Trump's part. I think it's a different situation. I think you should just think a lot. Think about it a little bit more, Joel. It's a little different. It's big.
Fair
it's
enough.
Big. That's
Fair
big. Enough.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, thank you, too, Eric.
Let me go to Tony out of California.
Uh-oh.
Tony's going to agree with you. And now you're going to know you're wrong.
Tony, you're on the air with the experts.
Good morning, y'all. How the heck are you?
Hey, all
Tony.
Is well.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, I see y'all touching a very sensitive area, bringing in South Africans from the apartheid, huh? Y'all ain't mentioned that.
You don't know that apartheid is over 30 years ago?
What is he talking
come
about?
Come on, bro. Come on. It ain't
Tony,
never.
Like
it
they
over
did
it?
Tony.
Tony. Over here in America?
Oh, Tony. Just so we could really try to have a conversation with you today, it's not about the apartheid. What has happened, you might not be aware, the president brought in, some say 59, some say 49, white South Africans. They're talking about that, not apartheid. That's over. That's
okay,
like years ago.
I just want to bring up the history of South Africa. That's all. I want the people, American people, to understand the history of South Africa.
And what that has
that's
to do with now.
That's, okay, well, what they're doing now, white people are disappearing from America, and he's trying to bring back white population. That's all it is.
And why you say that?
Because God has punished the white people.
Oh, here we
European.
Go with God again.
yes. Y'all are disappearing. That's why y'all stopped the abortion.
No, 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 my God.
Because white folks are getting abortions. White women are getting abortions. And now y'all want to buy Greenland. Y'all want to buy Ireland, Switzerland. Y'all want them, all these white countries, to come to America and be part of America. And they rejected Donald Trump.
So you want to buy it too?
Excuse me?
You wish you could buy it.
Man, come on. I called y'all because...
Joel,
you
want to respond to Tony? Hold
I'm
on,
not,
Tony.
I'm not fully sure where he's doing
that. You want to put me on pause.
You don't know what he's talking about?
I don't know.
Me either.
You do know, Joel. Tell the truth, man. Tell the truth. I mean, I know he's your boss and everything. You can get a job somewhere else, but you can tell the truth, man.
Hold on, Tony.
Hold on, Tony.
As if he couldn't speak his mind.
I know. All of a sudden, you're scared. Let me take a break. 2 more hours ago, when I come back, we're going to finish up with Tony and then your super chats and the board is smoking with Carl. We're going to get to everybody. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be right back.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee.
That's already an hour.
Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
We'll be right back.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already. It is Black Friday. He black. May 16th, AD 2025. The lines are full, everybody. You can call in every so often, though, but you're going to get a busy signal, but every so often. And a line may open up. JLP will be right back to your calls. Well, I guess we're going to have to get back to the experts as well. Joel threw a wrench in the machine, and now everybody's going crazy. Hour two is coming right up, guys. It is Hake News, not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports CNN will televise the penultimate performance, whatever penultimate means, of Good Night and Good Luck live on June 7th. It's a Broadway play, right? An adaptation of some movie from 20 years ago by the same name, which has that degenerate Obama-loving, and we use the term love loosely, actor, George Clooney, who looked better gray-haired and just letting himself get old. Now he looks weird, I think. He directed, and it's about veteran journalist Edward R. Murrow's conflicts with Senator Joseph McCarthy, who was right, by the way, I think. Maybe, during the so-called Red Scare of the 1950s, and now communism has taken over anyway. Since debuting in March, Good Night and Good Luck has earned 5 Tony nominations. That's a nomination for the award for plays, musicals or plays or whatever, done on stage, and has become the highest grossing play in Broadway history. It sounds like it's commie capitalism, right? Because it sounds like they're taking sides against Joseph McCarthy, who is calling everybody communist, just like Hake, except he was smarter than Hake, perhaps. Anyway, severe weather, at least 9 tornadoes were reported in Wisconsin and Minnesota on yesterday. Displacing residents, prompting shelter-in-place alerts. According to the local sheriff, one person was transported to the hospital with injuries. Terrible. And significant damage was reported in Dodge County. Wow. That's in Wisconsin. As of early this morning, up to 300,000 customers without power in Michigan. Minnesota may hit... Minnesota and Michigan. Michigan, Minnesota, and Michigan. No power. Well, for 300,000 at least, with a few strong thunderstorms may hit the Mississippi and Ohio valleys this morning. A much more widespread threat could reignite in the afternoon from Missouri to Kentucky. Severe thunderstorms forecast with the possibility of a regional outbreak and a few intense supercells. So be careful out there, people. We're praying for you, if we're praying at all. Quote. All severe weather hazards are on the table, including damaging winds, large hail, tornadoes, and torrential rainfall. So reported the National Weather Service. Sounds like the NWS is functioning just fine, even under DOGE. And the transit strike. Oh, Lord. Trains on the nation's third largest commuter rail service. I think this is New Jersey, people who want to go to New York. Ground to a halt overnight after its engineers went on strike. Communist strike, maybe. The New Jersey Transit work stoppage expected to affect some 100,000 daily rail commuters urged to work from home, drive, or take the bus. And there's a Shakira concert up in MetLife Stadium, something like that. Beyond Z, too. They may have to find a different way to get to their concerts at MetLife Stadium in the coming days. The previous deal would have given the so-called workers who are not working because they're on strike their first raise since 2019. Please. Rejected because union members would still be making much less than the engineers at Amtrak. Nice. And nearby commuter railroads who use the same stations. Comparing their plight to others. Please. Transit management said such pay requests are not affordable. Duh. The two sides aren't due to return to the negotiating table until Sunday morning. Wow. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Black Friday, Hour 2. I am 100% Republican.
conservative. I'm so far right that I can hardly see myself. Black as the ace of spades, but 100% American. I am not into the black thing. Slaves got paid. They were fed and housed. They were given Christianity. Other than abortion, the worst thing to ever happen to the blacks was the civil rights movement. Really is worse than the plantation that I grew up on. You are not your thoughts. Most black people are suffering, not because of this.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what would happen if you came out of your movie? What would happen if you came out of your movies? And again, these biblical questions are for men and women who want to work on themselves, to overcome evil, to overcome their own hell inside of them. It's not for everybody. Most people, most human beings do not want to be free. They love their misery. They love the thrill of hate and blame and victimhood. They love the thrill of judging and revenge, suicidal thoughts and loneliness. And anxiety, stress, they love it, and they do not want you to take it away from them. But those who hate evil and want to overcome it, it's for you. What would happen if you came out of your movie? And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about busy this morning, we are heard around the world Monday through Friday by everybody and they mama if you're black, and everybody and their mama if you're white. So you can podcast the show if you can't sit and watch it as it's happening, or you can listen to it on your iPhone or iPad as it is happening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to them. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JOP Cash App. Bond JOP Cash App. It's Friday. Not only a Friday's open line Friday, we take all calls, but it is because we love the black people. It is Black Friday. That was then. I remember those good old days. Little like Uda and Basu and all the WC. I love the black.
This you make now. Disparaging remarks towards black people.
He black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the thing that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the blacks? May love, Jesse. And so my experts are here and responding to the white South African refugees here in America. And only some said 59, but some said 49. So no more than 59, it seems, and no fewer than 49. No less than 49. How you put that? Am I right about in saying it that way? No less than 49?
You are, but I don't know why you even say that. It's 59. Everywhere it says 59.
And it's 59 for sure?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
59. Thank you. Hey, you white. Joel Friday, one of my experts on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and the host of Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And the American, the Hake, H-A-K report,
Monday through Friday, right after my show at 9 a.m. Pacific time, and an expert here on the show. And the American Anchor Baby, excuse me, the American Anchor Baby, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific.
12.
At 12, thank you. What the? You're black and slow. 12 p.m. Pacific time, and an expert on the Destiny Peterson Show. So we're responding to, or reacting, responding, however, to the refugees from Mommy Africa. I want to go back to Tony out of California. And Tony, do you agree? I'm not sure where you're coming from. Do you agree with Donald Trump that he brings the white South Africans here?
No, because he ain't do but give it to the farmlands that he made go bankrupt. That's all he's doing. He calls people with this tariff, called farmers, black, especially black farmers, to go almost bankrupt because of the tariff. They can't sell their crop. They can't sell their soybeans back to China. So it's all a game to Donald Trump. It's all about how much he can gain. That's all it is. Just like people in jail. He going to give people a pardon if he gets sentenced to jail because Trump was at most of P. Diddy's party. Oh, you know that? Did you know that?
Tony,
come
Tony,
on.
Don't talk
come
about
on.
Diddy like
Tony,
that.
Tony, talk to me.
Yes.
Tony, I'm going to hold you a little bit longer, but try to stay with us.
I'm trying to put the truth out there.
I'll put Tony on hold for a minute. Calm down for a minute, Tony. Tony.
Yes, sir.
Are you aware that when you're communicating, you veer off into left field?
No, sir. I'm telling the truth.
You don't know that.
You don't want
Tony.
People to know to.
Tony.
Bro, we
Tony.
Got
Tony.
At the PBS
Tony.
Party. Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead.
You're going from white South African refugees to somebody named P. Diddy, and nobody knows what you're talking. Do you know you have gone? Are you aware that you've gone off into a different la-la land?
Because that's the reason I called, to let you know about these parties. The P.
Were
Diddy
you
was
there?
Having,
were you
and
there?
Trump was there.
Tony, were you there?
Not when Trump was there, no.
You were there before when Trump was.
So what was it like? Everybody wants to know.
No wonder you're mad at Trump. You were there too. What the? Yeah. One last question, Tony.
Yes or no?
Are you happy that Trump is helping the white refugees?
No, I'm not, because he's trying to do something against God's will. That's all.
How about bringing God? You got to come out of this mess. And do you agree with Joel or the Anchor Baby and Hate that Trump is doing the right thing and he ain't got to let all other people ain't no real refugees?
Look here, bro. Look here. And this is the thing I'm going to say on this. We are human beings, and not but the colors, human beings. If you can treat white folks different than you treat Haitians or the Japanese or the Russians or the Cubans, that's showing how racial you are, truly, because he don't have no blacks in his cabinet, but maybe one or two, and they, you know,
how
they
many does he need? How many
well,
does
he
need?
How many was there before he got there?
How many That's does he need? Well, nobody
how many
there before.
There?
Nobody.
No.
Before
no,
he came
no,
back
no. Country,
and created. Hey, Tony.
Yes.
Before Trump came, he had no cabinet, so no one were there.
No, I'm talking about the people that he fired. The people that he fired for no reason at all because of their skin color.
What are you talking? You want to talk to him?
Yeah, well, for one, the two black people that are in there should be happy because so many black people think alike and think the same. So the two that are in here, you better be grateful, Donnie. Because
there's only a few. Tap dancing Tim Scott. He just like.
Yeah, I agree. Get rid of him.
Here. He's just like your boss, Jesse Peterson.
No, he's not.
Always tap dancing.
I wish.
Hey, Jesse, let me see you do a tap dance.
Tony, Hank has a question for you.
Oh,
go ahead, Hank.
In America, you favor Americans. And by favoring
being,
Americans, blacks and whites should be favoring the white South Africans.
No, no, no. Yes, why we can't yes, be yes. human beings? Why we got to label ourselves as something that we are too?
Because
not?
Different people
we are
act
all
differently.
One human race, bro.
No, we're
we
not.
We are all human race.
No, I know, and but yeah, we don't. But we don't all act right.
Yeah.
Well, what is act right?
The South Africans, the South African refugees,
that don't belong
I predict
to you?
Will be acting right.
See, there you what? Go with that acting right. What is acting right? Who gave you the right to act? Who said what you do is
their
correct?
Families.
Who says that?
It's wholesome looking families. They're going to be no
what's
worse
a wholesome
than
looking family? Tony,
a bunch of men.
I got it. Tony.
Hold, give me 1 minute.
All right.
Give me 1 minute on
all
this
right.
Point.
Okay.
1 minute.
Go ahead.
You're a wholesome-looking family. If you go to that Bible, every king in that Bible had more than one woman. Okay? So don't tell me the wholesome-looking family. That's that white man shit.
Well, in the New Testament.
Families, that's that white man stuff.
I know.
I don't do families. I'm black.
I believe
that's true. Black Lives
more,
Matter wanted to get rid of the
nuclear. No. I believe in having more than one wife.
I'm not surprised.
You bring up a friend. Huh? Oh.
Are you Muslim?
No, I ain't nothing but a human being, bro.
Oh.
No, he's just a
last
lover.
Last word for Tony.
He's just a lover. On the point of fairness, you know, going on that, actually
fairness.
Sincerely, put it like this. Someone brought this up to me just now. You know, I was saying, whatever, I'm cool with not being fair. It's fine to make a distinction, but put it like this. If they've been letting in everybody else, but the moment they let in just a 50 people, you start losing your mind. Isn't it time to be fair? Isn't it time to be fair and let them into?
It's the way he brought them in.
In an orderly and lawful way? Vetting them?
Huh?
The way he brought them in, vetting them.
You can hear.
Vetting them, doing it in an orderly and lawful way.
We're going to hear about all the murders. They killed their own families over here in America from South Africa. They came over here to take over the land, and then they're going to end up killing each other.
Okay, Tony's prediction.
They're no different than nobody else.
Tony. My producer has one quick question for you, and then I got to move on.
Producer.
Come there.
Yes, go ahead, producer.
And he's black.
Who? Oh, that's the Coon. Come on, Coon. Coon Junior.
Yeah. You want to ask Tony, and then what happened to those men in the Bible and all the wives?
Yeah. What happened to him? God made him great.
Oh, testing. Where's the headphones? Oh, I can't hear anything.
Oh, yeah. Put the...
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't.
This is my producer.
You can turn on the mic.
Yeah. Hi. There we go.
I noticed
on,
you sent me a note.
Julian.
What did... Then what happened? What were you going to say there?
What did he have to say?
He mentioned those men with... multiple wives in the Bible.
Yeah.
I was like, how did it end for those men?
Just like it ended for everybody else. They all die.
That's not what I'm talking about, man.
How they live.
Be honest.
How you thinking, man?
You're going to be honest with me. You said being
no,
honest.
No, I am being honest. God made...
What type of life did they live?
Tell Tony how it ended up for him. He doesn't know. Tell him, Derek.
Well, it...
How did it end?
Well, let's go with David and Bathsheba. Do you know that story?
I heard of it. Go ahead.
All right, right on. So he ended up murdering one of his... Sorry, this is like a weird delay. In
you can take the headphones off.
Didn't Adam and Eve's son do the same
turn
thing?
Turn on the monitor.
What's happening with him?
Because
but anyways, I was...
throwing him off.
Yeah, with all those men in the Bible, though, it all ended terrible for them. Yeah, and I encourage you to read your Bible as well. That's one thing, because I know for sure you don't read your Bible. You're insane.
No, because I don't believe in it.
You don't believe in the Bible. Would you talk about it?
Why do you bring up the Bible then if you don't believe it?
Only to justify multiple women.
It's a story that everybody always talk about. It's a story. That's all it is.
But if you don't read it, why do you bring it up?
Well, I done read it full time, bro. I done read it full time.
That's why you don't read it now?
Huh?
If
I don't
can,
need to read it, I know about her.
You can hear. So you don't read it because you read it four times already?
I already know it, bro. I already know it, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Nice, okay. Well, then you should know how it ended for those men. When you
everybody died. That's like you and I and everybody
and there was
in that room
mess
died.
During their life. They misery and mess during
right,
their
misery
life
and
from
mess.
Those wives
same way y'all,
and their children.
The same way y'all feel. It's the same way for you. and the rest of you, and you both. All y'all are miserable.
So then why are you advocating for more misery with double and triple
because
the wives?
The thing is, you can't stop it, man. It's the way of human life. You're going to have good, you're going to have bad. You're going to have sunshine, and you're going to have rain.
So period. The South African wholesome families... He wants to dismiss
wholesome
it.
Family. How do you know they're wholesome? You don't even know who they are.
I know,
Tony,
but they look good.
White.
They might
at
be
least
murderers.
They look good.
They might be racist.
Tony.
They might be racist.
Tony.
I hope they are.
Hey, Tony, they're white.
I know you do.
That's why you know they're wholesome.
And they're racist and murderers.
Tony.
Racist
Tony.
And murderers.
They're white. That's why you know they're wholesome.
And that's what white men do, don't they? Rape and murder.
Amazing. Thank you, Tony.
Oh, wait. I want to hear what
have
you said.
Day. All
right, one more thing.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Wait, you mentioned
the
Diddy trial.
Come
what was it about? What did you want to talk about with the Diddy trial?
Oh, don't bring up the
Diddy. You don't want to bring it up?
He's talking about he was that one in the party. Right. After
oh, he was? Oh, it was a joke?
I don't know.
Oh.
No, that's the truth. That's
you
truth.
Were there? You were at Diddy party?
Hey.
Oh,
amazing. Thank you, Tony.
He's talking about
amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to James out of New York. He's been waiting a long time. James, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding you on the air.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
All is well, James.
Hey.
To Joel's thing, like I see where he's coming from, but I just want to say I think the main reason why I feel like it's a low-risk refugee, you know, like taken in for this one because these guys are working men. They probably have a lot of papers because they white, and also they're like family. The majority of them is a family, so it's not like we got single men between the ages of 20 and 45 coming in from all these other countries that are just getting in and then not showing up to court or whatever. This is like a low-risk accommodation because, these guys, they're going to show up probably to their court proceedings or, stay on the books, immediately get jobs and start working. And if they do get in trouble, they're going to get deported too. It's not like if, they don't follow the rules here, they're not going to get in trouble for them. Honestly, I feel like because there's more eyes on them for the fact that they're white refugees, people are probably going to be even more harder on them, So I think it's just a different circumstance. And I hear what Joel's saying, like it should be fair. But these refugees are probably the most likely to assimilate to our culture.
But
when they were coming in, they were waving American flags, saying thank you. I haven't seen one refugee from any other country waving an American flag saying thank you publicly and how they're going to contribute to the country.
Fair enough. Before. Fair enough. And my only thing to say with what you said is that you're not even sure. You keep saying probably. So what you're doing is you're assuming that these people are probably going to be decent. You're assuming that these whites are probably going to assimilate. And I'm saying, like, let's not do probablys. For one, if they're going to let them in because they need help, then we let them in because they need help. But let's not just assume that because they're white, they're just going to follow American standards. And they're not American. So it's going to be – I'm not saying that they can't assimilate, but I'm just saying that, like, let's not pretend just because they're white that they're all of a sudden just going to follow all the rules and they're just good Samaritans and we just want to let them in because they're just – let them in and that's the right thing to do, but let's not pretend.
If you had to make a guess, Joel, do you think that they'd be more likely to follow the rules or not?
I don't like guessing.
Yeah, let's not guess.
Would you take refugees, or you would just blindly take in refugees and not judge them based on how they vet them?
I'm saying that we should vet all people, but we should open the vetting. We should be vetting. And that's what they're doing with these South Africans, right? They're vetting them. So if we vet them and they are decent people, of course. But I'm saying vet, make it fair across the board.
When you vet, that means probably. That means they're probably going to be good. So you have to go with probably.
You have a better because our probably being ignorant is not the same as the vetter's probably of being decent. It's two different.
Right.
Two
and
different
Trump is vetting them. So we know that they're probably going to do better.
Fair. You know what?
But
on this probably,
like, Joel, these people probably have the most
the track record and paperwork to, you know.
Says who?
You know, to prove their claims, you know. I like that's
says
the thing
who?
With, like,
did you know that?
Businessmen.
Are you aware that Trump flew them in? They didn't come across the border illegally. They were flown in.
Right.
So before they were able to get on the plane, they were vetted.
Right.
Yeah.
So
does that make a difference?
Right, but he's saying that
who?
He what's the name?
Oh,
James
Yo,
in New York.
James in New York.
But James is assuming that they're good people.
Assume.
Right? He's just assuming, and based off of this, which comes back to the narrative of them just being white. Well, let's just assume
like
that
this.
They're
you're
gonna
acting
be
like
these
you don't
people.
Hear his whole conversation.
I do. And he's assuming.
But well, he never even mentioned white.
Well,
yes,
you know what it
yes,
is?
He did.
White.
Yes,
you're
he did
not
mention
assuming.
White.
Among a whole bunch of
James
other stuff.
James did mention white.
He said they got
no,
paid.
What it is, what it is, it's not reaching this.
Hold on, Jay. Jay, hold on one minute.
What it is that what it is, and I respect it, is that it doesn't reach Joel's standard of probably, okay? And whatever the vetter's standard of probably was is different than what Joel's is right now. He's looking at those white people thinking he doesn't know. So, Joel, when you just now that you're paying attention, when you see that they're when you see later on that they are upstanding refugees,
right?
And you keep
on.
Paying attention. Will that red pill you? Will be like, well, it seems like a trend here.
Yeah, that's it. I'm right on. I'm glad that we did the right thing and blah blah blah. Right, we helped out, but why are we all of a sudden now want to help?
Because they're white.
That's the problem.
And ignore.
And that's why the black
and
people.
Ignore.
So they've been
the
ignored
people,
for decades.
Then the black people are justified in saying that Trump only got them in here because they're white. If that's the truth.
They only
they're
got
white,
ignored because
they're
white.
So Trump only looks out for white,
no,
which
you're
is
putting
not true.
That on them, though.
But that's what
wrong.
It sounds like. That's the picture we're painting
don't
here.
Don't know it sounds like. Because you're not even listening. You can't even. You don't even have the ears to hear this
no,
situation.
No, you guys don't. We're painting the picture as if white is the. That's all, the password.
Did you know that
but did
Maria
you know that white is right, and when you're black, get back?
Maria sent us a message.
Yes.
She said, the United States has the right to accept whoever it wants. At one time, only white Europeans were allowed in.
But that's from who?
Maria.
Right on. Well, you guys said
that. That if that's the case, it should be only people who are decent should be let in.
What do you mean by that?
Only decent people. The standard should be decent.
But that's what they
colored.
Used to do. They let the decent white people in only.
But why has to be white? Why can't it just be decent?
Anybody that's decent.
Oh.
I feel like these white
you let in the decent ones and then their children are messed.
You're talking about a fantasy that I don't think has happened in history.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maria.
A multicultural utopia. I don't think you're. I think you're describing something that has never happened.
Let me get the last.
Yeah, he's a communist.
Let me get the last word from James. Go ahead, James.
Oh, Joel, did you get a girlfriend recently? Because you turned into a woman today a little bit, buddy. I'm just messing with you. I'm sorry. I'm just joking.
All right. Wow. Legend, though,
you read him like a book.
Love you, Joel. I'm sorry. I love you, bro. I love you, man. Bye.
Thank you, James. Let's do Super Chat.
All right.
Super.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Tons and tons of Super Chats. I almost feel like I should read them in reverse order because the most pertinent ones are at the top. One Mad Chameleon said, if I was a betting man, I'd put a paycheck on white immigrants contributing for America. Is Joel disagreeing for a thrill because he's arguing this from a woman's perspective? One Mad Chameleon went on Rumble.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Very generous as well. Roy, Joel, by and large, a white people are going to be a net positive for our society. Most blacks, regardless where they come from, are going to be a net negative to society. We want engineers, architects, oil riggers, bricklayers, MIT types, not more singers, dancers, athletes.
You weren't fun to that? Yeah.
I mean, I don't disagree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not mine or your fault, but the fact the media and civil rights leaders have fed lies all over the world. Blacks can come back. They just have to put down the anger so they can come back to building again like the whites. And he goes on and on, but it's not pithy enough for me to read all the way.
Pithy. Thank you, though.
But
amazing.
If you want to read the whole thing, Joel, and everybody else,
yeah.
buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you kindly,
amazing.
Roy. Anthony, is Tony actually T? No.
No, it's Tony. Amazing. Thank you.
Randy Gnome says the people in the Bible didn't have white daddy to take care of their family. They This guy knows we will feed his kids.
Thank you. Amazing.
Avic CUI, Jesse, my girlfriend of 4 years left me. I believed the lies of sadness. And Big Mama, thank you for pointing me towards salvation with truth.
Right on.
Love y'all.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And when they leave, be glad that they're gone. Amazing.
Everblazer, can we find out what's Derek's opinion on this? Does he also agree with Joel? I doubt it. Derek is a Nazi.
A Nazi?
I'm kidding.
Meaning he's really, like, attentive to his work.
Yeah, we'll get Derek's opinion on this. He was referring to the refugee thing?
I think so.
Oh, okay. We'll get Derek. Right now he's busy out there answering the phones and stuff.
Three coffees.
Thank you, though.
From
amazing.
Eric. Eric says, Joel bumped his head.
Oh, he's, Eric is my friend.
Needs to go back to sleep. The United States legally brings in, that's why he said you just bumped your head. Illegally brings in tens to hundreds of thousands of refugees every year, the majority of which come from Democratic Republic of the Congo, Myanmar, and Syria. The hypocrisy is when it was the last time you heard of a white refugee. The hypocrisy is letting millions of illegals cross our border unvetted. What the?
What the? You want to respond to that?
Eric, what happened, Eric? We were friends, man.
He'll still buy you coffee.
Thank you. Amazing.
Five coffees from Manuel. The great American trade. Black Americans that don't believe in the Constitution, don't stand for America and racism. Trade them straight across for whites. Problem solved. Back to mommy Africa. And Joel, no prenup and saving the whites from murder is hypocritical. You definitely dislike your white side, says Manuel. Who also says, I get it now. Joel married him I don't know if I can say that word. A bean.
No.
Well, I can't say that word. I just avow. But Manuel is one of them, too. So nice.
Thank
you. So he can say it. Thank you, Manuel.
Right. Thank you, Manuel.
No more thoughts. South Africans don't need to make up a story about being in danger. It's obvious. Having a higher standard of living is not a cause for refugee status, but danger of being discriminated in your home is. Is there any South American group of people that is being targeted for their race?
I think the world knows that South Africans are now that Nelson Mandela's government, because that's who brought all this mess in, at least one of the guys. They're under attack. They're passing all kinds of laws. They're taking the white man's land. They're going out into the farmland and killing them. And these people have not been getting any help. And so I think all the world knows that. Amazing. Thank you.
John on X Live. Joel, you're wrong. They applied for asylum the correct and legal way. Nice.
You want to respond?
Yeah, I agree. And my argument was never that they don't deserve asylum. I'm just saying that, like, it comes off as hypocritical. That's all I said.
Thank you.
You cannot see me. Hey, blessed are ye. And I interviewed at a... I don't know. Ye and I interviewed at a lawn care company. They wanted to film how I drove the vehicle and throw me to the curb for any infraction of their driving rules. Chase me off, which is good because I just started a new company. Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. You cannot see me. Pardon my butchering of it.
Amazing.
Very,
thank you.
Very generous as well.
I appreciate it.
Thanks once again, Maria Blunt Wit. I'll have a Coke then. Good show, fellas. Hang in there, everybody.
Amazing. Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Ever Blazer. Joel makes himself sound beta. Laughing face. Beta.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me stop there because sometimes, remember, and then we'll come back to it. Thank you all.
Okey-dokey.
I want to go to Jay out of Pennsylvania. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Oh, hey, Jay.
Yeah, so in the beginning, I guess I could say I kind of agreed with his perspective. I didn't agree with it.
You agree with whom?
Joel.
Oh, okay.
When he said it's hypocritical. Uh-huh. And I feel he said it just because of ignorance. He didn't know enough. And then the more he talks, the more he just sounds petty. not to be mean, I'm just saying, crazy.
Well, do you have an argument against it? Or just name calling?
Yeah, they're productive, and they've been getting persecuted. You can't compare the two. No comparison.
Says prove it.
Well, you sound like a woman again.
Prove all the 59 that were productive.
Why are we worried about numbers though? I just sound so petty.
like you know what they've been going through, right?
Right.
It sounds like it's not even a, it's a silly
Jay, argument. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Fast moment.
How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. A quick announcement. Don't forget, I do shout-outs for you. Personal shout-outs with people around the world. Birthday shout-outs, congratulations shout-out. Don't be a beta shout-out. Oh, you're an alpha male, or alpha female shout-outs. Encouragements, congratulations, whatever it may be, I'll do them for you. Go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And we have the best counseling service around the world. Really. You may only need one, two at best sessions. It's up to you. And family, individuals, whatever, by phone, Skype, or walk in. All right. And again, I've been, I mean, what?
Zoom now, not Skype.
Zoom. I will. And the best counseling service around the world. And I want to tell you right now, I have been so busy counseling, not even funny. So you might not get in right away, but at least make the appointment. And then if somebody should cancel or reschedule, we'll let you know the next in line, all right? But so be patient. And don't yell at the person that's making the appointment. What the? Go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-BOND. By phone, Zoom, or walk in, all right? 800-411-2663. And don't forget to support us financially. We need your support. I should have asked, but I know I've been told you need to remind the people, Jesse. So support us at rebuildingtheman.com. It's tax deductible, too. Isn't that amazing? Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Let me go quickly back to Jay. We're going to try to get to as many calls as Super chats as possible. Jay, go ahead and finish your point.
No, I was, I mean, I guess the point is just that, like, I feel like the more, if you knew more about what they've been through.
No, that's not my argument.
What's been going on.
Though, Jay, I mean, I agree. We agree on the South right. African thing. I'm not saying that South Africans don't deserve to be here. Let's say, especially if they're decent or whatever. I'm just saying my argument is more so on the other countries who may have the same situation going on or may need some help from, oh, they're decent and they need some help. Is it, it should we be treating them the same is what my argument is.
Okay, so I agree with you there. But, I mean, we can't let everyone in because then not, you know, let the floodgates in. So
and,
I'm not saying everyone because we're not letting everybody in South Africa in, right? I'm saying that the ones that need the help, I'm saying that it should be fair across the board that anyone who needs help from whatever reason, right, should we open the doors and give them benefits the same way we're doing with the South Africans?
No, because, I mean, it's different. These are farmers. They grow food. I mean, we can go back and forth.
Okay. Like, but let me just say one more last thing. Let me say one more last thing about that. Is that what makes the South African farmers better than anybody else?
They're white.
They're white.
They're not any better. They're not any better.
Right. Than other people that need help. Right. So then shouldn't we help people at select few
South African people?
So then that's a fair thing
to
do.
We should help everyone. But we can't just help everyone. Like, listen, I agree with what you're saying, but like, you see what's going on. It just sounds, from my perspective, to say that's hypocritical if you know as much as we all just been talking about, it just seems kind of petty to me. But I get what you're saying. Not to be, I'm just.
What is it that you get, Jay? You said he's on being fair, that we should, on picking refugees, that it should be fair on anyone who needs help?
Oh, life ain't fair.
I'm sure.
No, but this is Joel's off on this in that, as Jesse pointed out, there is no other people in the same situation as the South Africans.
Zero.
Right.
Do you know any country?
No, it's the only country.
Because he's saying he switched it from same situation to people who need help, and people who need help is not the same situation as what the South Africans is.
Right, they got it.
Like, there's not. Can you name one country, Joel, that where people are facing the situation that the white South Africans are?
I can't. But can you name somebody else other than the whites that are deserving of this?
No, because nobody's facing the white South Africans.
So nobody's deserving of refuge. No, there's not. It's not possible that there's not decent people out there that like the South Africans.
That I don't know.
Right.
But,
you're
assuming that there are people out there who are in the same situation.
All I'm saying is that
assigning hypocrisy when you're the hypocrite.
All I'm saying is that it should be fair across the board. That's all I'm saying. That's my argument.
No, fairness is what's got us into this problem.
That's why I'm calling you out. You sound like a woman. Because you sound like a woman. You're being petty and you're saying all these. That's all I'm saying.
All right, fair enough. Jay.
Jay. Thank you, Jay.
Why should we be fair?
You too, buddy. Thank you. I want you guys to react to the fact that the world is sick of the blacks. I want to hear from you because this hour is the last hour with me here. I want you to react to the whole world sick of the blacks. The term black fatigue is trending online. And here's the definition of black fatigue. Nick, gotta
it
read
reads,
this for us.
Black fatigue refers to the physical, psychological, and emotional exhaustion resulting from the constant stress of racism, assaults, thefts, murders, and exposure to news and information about injustice and violence by people of color.
And here is an example. Here's a guy giving an example of what causes black fatigue. Right, this is from my ex.
This is fake, right?
I
don't
give a for the first.
Hey, listen, whatever you hear,
that's not it.
Get the
what?
No, yeah, that's not the one.
Let's see here. It's right after. What?
I do have it now.
Okay.
Black fatigue.
Black fatigue is a thing. Newsflash. White people don't want to live around ratchet black people. And black people don't want to live around ratchet black people. I mean, it's nothing like going to the Walmart on a Sunday morning and then you see the bonnet crew walk in. Loud, obnoxious, the kids are everywhere. In every aisle, unattended. And that's anywhere you go, no matter what. They're highly emotional, highly sensitive. You can't say nothing. You can't even smile and hold the door for them because they'll look at you like you're crazy. And always the victim of something. Either you stepped on a shoe, you looked at them wrong, you told them good morning. They're never happy. They're never satisfied.
Amazing. And last but not least, video of a situation that caused black fatigue. Watch this from my ex.
Stop playing with me.
It's like that. It's like that.
She ain't care,
the revolutionaries
sis.
Turned on each other.
It's really sad that black people act this way. Animal. And now the world is sick of them. Do you want to ship? Do you want them to have refugee status?
Only the decent ones. The rest of them.
So what do you think about black fatigue?
Black fatigue? I mean, that's just another made-up thing. And it's just going to be continuing made-up words that justify.
Black fatigue is a made-up thing?
Right, because that's what I believe that they're saying is black fatigue is what black people are using to say that they are on the side of being called racist and they're tired of being called or they're tired of being victims of racism and being victims
no,
of this.
Black fatigue is everybody else.
Yeah, being
fatigued.
Sick of black right. people's racism.
Yeah, everybody's sick of the blacks now.
Oh,
and the whites, fatigued of blacks.
The whites and. Decent blacks are
can you put
tired.
It back up, the thing?
Yeah.
What the?
This definition was all along. And I don't know. It's just basically
black fatigue refers
tired of
to
blacks.
The physical, psychological, emotional exhaustion resulting from the constant stress of racism, assaults.
Meaning yeah. black on white racism or black on other people
assaults,
racism.
Thefts, murders, and exposures to news and information about injustice. Oh,
yeah,
well,
no,
if it's,
this thing was a little, I thought it could be construed that way, too.
I thought
I
the way you
it.
Saw it at first, I thought
oh.
they were saying that this is what wrong with the black, that the black was tired.
When
oh.
I first
but
read it,
I didn't realize that the world was tired of the black.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean, it is another weird word, but, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense that.
You think of the black, too?
That, like, well, everybody is tired of that behavior, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a video of a white man defending himself from being carjacked in South Africa. Watch this.
That's him. It is.
Oh,
he got a knife out, I think.
And for those
and three
here,
people.
Yeah.
Three people surrounding him. He's protecting his wife in his SUV.
What the?
Look how they walk away like angry dogs. They lost that dog fight, and now they're walking away.
One man against three.
Yeah. So we saw a white man, him. According to the video, a white man trying to protect his car from a mob of blacks. And his wife, I guess, was in the car, and he took his knife out to try to stop it. Here's a video of a white African farmer allegedly attacked by thugs in a police station after they tried to seize his phones, which held evidence of vandalism to his property. Watch this.
Hey! What are you doing? What are you doing? Stop that! What are they doing, ma'am? Stop that! What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Leave him alone! Leave him alone! Don't get it!
And this is in the police station.
No, no, no! Oh. Do something! Do something! Do something!
I just give it
to
you. Do something!
But where's the police?
I know. This might not
might
be,
the, be
police.
The police.
Do something, my husband!
I think that is the police.
Is it? No, because that's the. This might not be police station.
Where it says.
That's you need to help me. That's mine. That is mine. Help him.
Yeah, it looks like
it's a
cop.
Police. Look like the police. It says this white man was attacked by thugs in a police station.
In what
because
country?
Because the cop, South Africa. Yes. This is what's happening in South Africa every day. The police don't do anything about it to white people. And last video, folks, is a video. This video was posted by the farmer's wife. Here's what she said led up to that situation. Watch
yeah,
this.
Well, she posts here. These are the comments on the video we just saw.
Oh, okay.
It's by this woman, Delia, on X. When a white South African farmer successfully flees from an attack to the nearest South African police station. I know this to be true because I'm his wife, the one screaming. This is inside the police station. The men beating him are thugs. The people standing around doing nothing are on-duty South African police officials. Because we have this footage, they have maliciously prosecuted my husband for 4 solid years. We live in constant fears. The threats are relentless and the intimidation unbearable. Another class act of discrimination and persecution by the ANC, says Delia.
This is why Trump brought the white here, because they have no help in stuff.
I understand that. And I agree.
A little more from her. What were they looking for in his pockets? Someone asked. Delia says his phone with the footage of the incident on the road of them pulling their firearms and smashing our window in. The attack we were fleeing from, they destroyed it and took it with them. The only footage we have is from my phone.
Amazing. Amazing. Any comment? No? Okay. Let me go to William out of California. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey. Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, William.
All right, Joel, is Joel and Nick and James, right?
What's up?
Yes.
Hey, William.
How you guys?
Absolutely.
How you guys doing? Hey, Joel, how you doing? Joel, don't take it wrong. This one here, you can't really compare because I do understand what you're saying. You know, I will never, you know, steer you wrong on this, and this one's real serious. the South Africans never have abused our immigration system the way Latin America has. And Latin America has, like you say, Mexico. I know what's going on with that too, with the cartels mistreating their people. But that's more of their government issues that, you know, we don't really care, but it is affecting us. You know, but Latin America has invaded. And there's really no equality in the world with nothing. President Biden, he brought the 20 million in the wrong way. And Trump is trying to bring in 59 the right way. And they are completely vetted. So there's probably more likely they won't do too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Versus being, you know what I mean, invaded at the border. None of those people are vetted, and they're picking them up every day now. So the 59 is not going to hurt against the, you know, millions and thousands that we're deporting right this moment.
I agree, and I'm not. I've never been against the this happening, especially all the stories we hear. I think that maybe these South Africans really do need help, and I've been on the side from the beginning with Trump doing that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I hope that Trump is understanding that across the board, South Africa is not the only place around the world, and those 59 people aren't the only ones who can use a little extra help. So I'm just saying, if there's others, I just hope he's not being biased.
I'm sure there is. Yeah, I'm sure there is. But, you know, we don't, across the board, nothing is fair in life. And Biden's rules are exactly what blacks are complaining about right now because they're all out the window. And no president's going to do everything the same way. This one here says, I want to vet these 59. The other one that's gone allowed, how many? Was it 20 million?
Yeah.
Way
up there somewhere.
They're not vetted at all.
I agree.
That's why they, yeah.
Because of time, William, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks, William.
All right.
All right.
I don't mean no harm on that, though, Joel. Yeah. That's, you know, kind of the truth. You know, they
kind of.
No, it is the truth.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, William. And it will take
okay.
Thank you, William. You love white people?
I love white people.
Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Mr. Blonde is now a member on the JLP show.
Thank you. Amazing.
Aaron G. Trump seems to be the perfect mirror. Everything he does and says causes the whole world to reflect and rethink situations.
What manner of man is this?
The
whole world obeys him.
Those who don't want to do so reject everything he does, no matter what.
Yeah. Amazing. Absolutely. Thank you.
Sweck. We accept Anchor Baby. I'll call Trump.
Thank you.
CC777, gentrify Africa. What a mess.
What a mess.
Innie, Jesse, would love to call in from South Africa.
Call us.
We would love to have you call in from South Africa.
888-7753-888-77-JESSE.
It may be trickier now because you don't have Skype if you don't have international calling. If you figure out a way, let us know.
Yeah.
Jules Verne, there is no fairness in borders by definition, with a rumble rant.
Amazing. Thank you.
Waldo 39, the white will assimilate to American culture. The other races will bring their culture to America. God bless America. God bless JLP crew and the Rumble chat. Best chat this side of heaven. Waldo 39.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
One Mad Chameleon 1 on Rumble also said, Joel, it's nice to see a little diversity in our immigration.
Amazing. Nice. You want to find that?
I don't quite know what it means, but nice.
No,
he also says, good to see the experts have a discussion of differing opinions. Thank you all. Very generous. One Mad Chameleon 1.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Charles, hey, Jesse, I think finally your prayers have been answered after 35 years. A phrase called black fatigue now trending on social media where whites and some blacks are openly speaking out about the blacks and their behavior. The little Coon Derek should pull up some of these videos for you.
Yes, Coon Derek. I have been saying for a long time that no race like black people now. Nobody. The Mexicans don't like them. Chinese don't like them. Japanese don't like them. Asian don't like them. White people don't like them. Nobody loves the black. Everybody's sick of them. They're so violent. They're complaining, out of control. Naturally, you'd be sick of it, that's why. So I'm not surprised to hear about the fatigue. Amazing. Thank you.
Justin Five Coffees. Hey, JLP, you're looking younger. It's like you're aging backwards. Right on.
Black don't crack. And plus, I'm working out again in the gym. I had to stop for a while. Hold that right there, Hake.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Ardine out of Colorado. Ardine, you're on the air. My experts.
Hi.
Hey,
how you doing?
All is well, Ardine. The jackass is doing well.
You got it. Hey, we're all there. Once in a while, we're all there. I was going to tell you, with the immigration that you're talking about, I just want to lead into this discussion. Have you, any of you guys ever read The Grapes of Wrath?
No, I don't think I have read
What's
that.
What's it called?
The Grapes of Wrath.
Grapes of Wrath by Sondheim.
No, okay. I have not.
Okay. It's a good read. It's a classic. It's a good read. It's actually been banned in California, parts of Kern County, California, a lot of places, because of the contents of it. But it's about the plight and the migration of Oklahoma. People from Oklahoma. White
hold
people.
On. Ardine, hold on. Let me take a quick break to be fair to your call. Hold
okay,
on for
okay.
me. Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. We're going to bring the S-ray back just to finish up with a couple callers here, and then we'll move on. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news.
I've been depressed since I was 17 years old, and ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in the world. The so-called Supreme Court is heard the oral arguments on birthright citizenship. I don't really have high hopes that they will do the right thing, honestly. What a mess, because we don't have real conservatives there except for our greatest one true justice, Clarence Thomas, and also Samuel Alito. The rest are lamos, especially that woman who Trump put in there. But shout out. And the fluoride, Florida got rid of fluoride. Fluoride is in your name, Florida, from the water. What's wrong with a little fluoride in your water? It closes your third eye, according to what you guys say. I don't even know what that is. And something else. But it keeps your teeth from getting cavities, they claim. Some people claim. Anyway, United Health Group is in crisis, by the way. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Black Friday, May 16th, AD 2025. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. We have tons of super chats to read from yesterday, from today. Thank you all. We'll get to all of them if we can, and Monday if we can't on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. After the JLP show, I have a guest today. Did you know that? Hake has a guest. Krishan the Don wants in on the conversation of the Misfit Nation podcast. So do check out the Hake Report. I think you may like it. You can call in to the Hake Report, same number as the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And again, overseas callers or would-be callers, let me know if you figure out a way, a free way, to call in from overseas since they shut down Skype, unfortunately. 1-888-775-3773. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, so-called Supreme Court heard oral arguments Thursday about whether to lift a series of nationwide orders blocking our greatest President Trump from enforcing his birthright citizenship policy under the so-called 14th Amendment of the Constitution. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. On his first day in office, our greatest president signed an executive order that bars agency from issuing citizenship documents to babies born in the United States to non-citizens because they're not under the jurisdiction of America. While five of the six conservative justices seem open to backing Trump, they also didn't appear to be ready to endorse a departure from the long-standing precedent upholding so-called birthright citizenship. The court's liberal so-called justices, who have nothing to do with justice, spent much of the argument focused on the practical implications of allowing the government to enforce the order. Not clear how long it'll take before the justices to issue a ruling. What a mess. Florida just became the second state in the nation, so-called nation, to ban the addition of fluoride to public drinking water. Utah was the first. Very white, very Christian, or at least Mormon. Shout out. Mormon is kind of Christian, right? I think, yeah. Anyway, the move was included in the Florida Farm Bill that Governor Ron DeSantis signed this week, in line with the state surgeon general's guidance against community water fluoridation. CDC, Centers for Disease Control, the feds, say water fluoridation benefits all members of the community by preventing cavities and reducing oral health disparities. Disparities? Oh, Lord, you already lost the argument. Anyway, in fact, the agency named fluoridation of drinking water one of the 10 great public health inventions of the 20th century because it caused a dramatic decline in cavities. Anyway, since taking office in February, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK, pledged to roll back the CDC's recommendations that fluoride be added to municipal drinking water. So Floridians, I call you Floridians, but Floridians and Utah people, make sure you're brushing your teeth. Don't be having too much sugar. And because we don't want them to be like, you guys got a bunch of cavities. We want to do the right thing. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what would happen if you came out of your movie for those men and women who want to overcome their hell? And it's not for everybody. I do know for a fact that most human beings are evil. There's no good in them, and they love their misery. They love their hell. Hell is misery. Hell is revenge, loneliness, doubt, worry, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, shyness, fear, all that stuff is hell. That's what hell is, and most people love it. They love that thrill of feeling good and feeling bad because they don't know that feeling good is hell as well. So it's not for you. It's only for those men and women who want to overcome. So the biblical questions are for them. Take a look at, know thyself, and you shall be free. All right? That's why, that's what the biblical question is for. And for those people who are busy and you can't just sit and watch the show, you can listen to it on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast all the shows, but you can listen to the shows on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, all right, or bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And every Friday is Open Line Friday. And because we love the blacks, it is Black Friday. Watch this. It used to be that way. That was then. And this is now.
I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
What's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong with the blacks? I want to come back to the Benson phone because I want to, so many people want to talk to my experts as well. And we got super chats to do and all kinds of stuff. And time goes by fast. So we're going to try to get to as many calls and super chats as possible. So to my far left over here is the host of the HakeReport.com. And right after my show, every day, Monday through Friday, and James Hake is on fire. He's not afraid of the blacks. He ain't afraid of no blacks. at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. And right next to the Haik Report is Joel Friday TV. He black. And he ain't afraid of no black. He even though Maze don't think he knows his culture, I kind of agree with Maze. Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. He black. And the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Energy given to him by God. Trump got the energy and all that God had left, he gave it to the American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon, Monday through Friday. And all these guys are experts on my on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And we're talking about the white refugees that the Great White Hope brought to America. And there are some blasts. If you missed the beginning of this show, make sure you podcast. It'll explain it all. Some blacks are ticked that they let white people into America. All right? So R.D. was responding to that. R.D., thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. I was going to tell you, I do, and this is a shock to me. Let me tell you, I cannot believe it. I actually agree with you on some one thing. Racism, it's there. I agree that part. I say that. But it's mostly just hate. It's basically hate. And for some people, it's geared into they have to find a reason to hate them. So they pick a racial thing or nationality. They go with that. What it is basically it's what's happening to people, human nature, human beings, is people are afraid and uncertain of anybody of difference. And what I noticed in when I read The Grapes of Wrath for the second time, it was a high school read, but I read it again. And everything in there, that book, the way that they talk, the people in California and the people from the migration from Oklahoma to California, they ran into a lot, the migrations for the Dust Bowl. That's what it's about. They needed work because it was during the Depression. They had nothing. It was a big contributor to the Depression.
Let me ask, because of time, R.D., how do you feel about Trump bringing in white refugees?
Refugees? No problem at all. I agree with do you understand where the refugee, where it came from? Why we have that? Yeah. Do you understand that?
I do.
Where did it come from?
South Africa, and because white people are being genocided in South Africa.
Where did the asylum rule that we have now come from? What caused it?
At the White House.
What
are you
decision,
trying to say? Go
where
ahead.
We offer asylum to people. Do you understand why we got that?
I don't
do you
know,
understand
RD,
why we have
me.
The asylum
we don't,
rule?
We don't. Why do we have it, RD?
Because we, during, after the Second World War, we, or during the Second World War, we denied a whole boat full of Jews to come to our country for asylum. They went back to Germany, and they were gassed.
Oh, that's how this whole thing started?
That is why it all started.
I didn't know that.
Most of the countries in the world, huh?
I didn't know that.
You read history, and then you'll find out.
I can't read.
now, well, everybody, I can't read either. I'm halfway blind, so I can't. I do audiobooks, basically.
Oh.
But, yeah, I have a disease. What can I say? You get old, you get diseases.
That's right.
But take note. I mean, I think we should offer asylum to all nations. That's what all countries do. We offer asylum. Yeah.
No.
If it's legitimate asylum, yes, we have to help people. Yes.
Has America ever brought in white refugees before now?
We turned them away at the border.
No, Matthew, have America ever brought in white refugees before now?
Yes.
Oh, we knew America bringing white refugees beforehand.
I know people from Venezuela. I know people from Mexico that are white.
I'm saying, when did...
Personally, I do.
Ornie, you may know a few white people that messed up somewhere. But when did America bring in white refugees?
Why does the nationality or race cut? Why does it bother you?
Has that ever happened before?
If they are legitimate asylum seekers, we need to honor that. That is in our Constitution. We need to honor it.
Right.
Not bullshit. Legitimate.
Don't be cursing. What the? Thanks.
Okay, bull poo poo.
Right on. Thank you, Adish. I appreciate it. What the? Let me go to Maze. There's a line open there, folks. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Maze out of Dayton, Ohio. Maze, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse and panel.
Hey, Maze.
Hey, Maze.
Experts.
These are the experts, not a panel.
I don't want to take long.
It's just any old panel.
So what, Maze?
As I don't like to take long because I like to share. I'm not selfish.
How long does it take to say experts?
Ex who?
I'm sorry?
I got to say experts because you say it.
No, that's what they are.
That's a panel.
No, this is expert.
That's not why I called you. It's
better than committee.
Well, your committee, if you want to call it a committee.
I shouldn't have reminded her.
Anyway, so you were discussing the other day about the whites in South Africa that had their own town. They only wanted white people.
Right.
And guess what they don't want in there?
What?
Besides black people.
What?
They don't want criminals.
That's right.
They don't want white criminals.
Right.
And so is that the 50 that came on that plane?
No.
They sent over here?
No.
Because they had nowhere to go?
No.
They didn't want them?
No, that's not the 50 that came.
Well, we don't know what they are.
Well, we know what they're not.
But then I have a question for James.
Okay. Yes, Maze.
James, is there the difference between white power and white supremacy?
What? You asked me if there is a difference?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
Well, Jessica, can you answer for him since you love it?
And what's your question?
A difference between white power and white supremacy. I think that there is.
You want to respond to that?
That both of them stupid.
Wow.
both nonsense to say white power, to say white supremacy. They're both the same thing.
No.
I think whites have more often said white power, and then blacks and white haters have said white supremacy more often.
But it's the same thing.
Jesse said nobody is not supreme over anybody. But when it comes to white power, the CWP want all the power and everybody else to not have any.
They should have the power over America. They run it better.
The difference between white power and Maze. You said white power and white supremacy?
Yes. I asked you, was there the difference between the two?
Yeah, because white power mean that white people create everything that's good. And... And
in your eyes,
and then the blacks destroy it.
Okay.
There's no such thing as white supremacy. That's a made up thing.
Well, I'm saying in your eyes, that's what
sense.
You think.
My
lens is different from your lens. I agree. It that way.
I'm telling you the definition. Or you asked me.
Right. Yep. And when you show these videos,
because
you
realize you don't know.
No. You don't. You can think the way you want to, and I can think the way because you don't have to like. Do you have to like anybody to disagree with what they're doing?
No.
Thank you. So,
Maze,
disagree with
Maze,
what people
what do
are
you
doing.
Think about, like, what do you think about the whole world is sick of the blacks? They have fatigue now of the black people.
That's what I'm trying to say. Those
what do you think about the world being fatigued with the blacks?
Can I tell you what I'm fatigued about?
No, I asked you about
people that's mad
Maze,
because
they're racist. Maze.
What? Am I supposed to be giving my opinion or?
Maze, no, you're supposed to listen and communicate. What do you think about the whole world is fatigued with the black? They're done with the black now. Nobody want to be. They don't want to play with them anymore. They want nothing else to do with the blacks. What do you think about?
Can I tell you what I think?
What do you think about that?
I think that if Mexico, Canada, and all these different places not upset with the black people because they're not doing anything to them. That's one thing. But you want to take it just like those photos you were showing. You show those things, I see the Capitol. Well, they went in there and destroyed the place, the people house. That's what I'm looking at. And do all those
that
people
represent
you?
She kind of denied it. She kind of denied
those
it. Maybe
that
she said it's not happening.
You?
Maze,
that they're
you?
Mad at something else and not the blacks. What do you think they're mad at then, Maze?
What's being done to them?
Who?
That's what they're mad about.
Who mad about that?
People want to come over and take their country and make it their country.
Maze, who's mad about that? So are you saying that the blacks are killing each other and everybody else, they're fighting everywhere they're doing because they're mad at what?
No. I didn't say the blacks. I said, when you show stuff, I said, are they representing you?
That's what I asked you.
I have no idea what made
I think she's saying white people are mad at what they're losing.
Are they representing you?
I think she said that white people are mad at what they're losing. So she admits.
No, no, no. They're white people are tired of black people of what they're doing. But if you look at what they did to the Capitol, they won't even admit that they went in there and tore the place up. And all of them around.
Man, are you talking about one incident?
No, 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 no. We're
talking about an everyday incident. We're talking about everyday incident with the black.
That's what I'm talking about, too. Everyday incidents that are not being reported.
I was just going to say that you can still make that point, Mace, but we're trying to understand whether or not you agree with Trump, what Trump did with the South Africans.
Do I agree?
Yeah.
I can care less, just like he went and did his wife the same way and her family. No, they didn't come in the right way like everybody else did.
Mace.
So why I got to agree with it.
One of our supporters.
Upset with Trump.
One of our supporters wants a favor of you. They want a favor from you. Winston wants a favor. He says, "Hey, can you get Maze to say, 'You fish-eyed fool,' next time she calls, please?"
Tend to reverse it on himself, and that's my response.
So you refuse to say, "You fish-eyed fool"?
I don't say stuff like that.
Okay.
What's a fish-eyed fool?
I did. I can ask, but she doesn't apply.
I asked Jesse, do they represent him? The people that you're showing, the ones that's acting up.
The blacks.
And do the people at the Capitol represent you, James, since they look like you?
Sometimes.
Oh, see what she's saying. She's saying that, so if we're going to, if it's a white thing, if it's a color thing.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Do we agree?
That's not what I'm saying, Joel.
Let me finish my point, and maybe you'll agree.
Joel's trying to agree with you, man.
He's trying to help you out.
Joel, did you know that the priest is your cousin? He's a Creole, too.
I'm done helping you, man.
The new Pope is Creole. Did you know that?
Yes, the new Pope is Creole. Did you know that, Joel?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah.
She said he's your cousin.
Your cousin. I know
maybe.
Some people won't like it. But as I said, when you sit and say, nobody likes the black, but the blacks are not running this country. And the people that's over there in South Africa didn't want their criminals into their...
Maze, you're like, making up the stuff.
So you think they're lying, Maze?
This for yourself, Jesse.
So maybe they're wrong, but what do you think about them then?
Maze. This is the two things that were not accepted.
Maybe
black
they're
people
in your mind, Maze,
the
they're believing
on the
lies.
Plane, what are they? Are they criminals or are they decent people?
Maze, hold on.
That's how America should be.
Oh, yeah.
Maze.
So when you speak about one group and you know the other group,
do you realize you're making it up stuff and you're assuming?
I'm giving you what my eyes can see.
Man, do you know you're assuming?
I'm not assuming nothing.
Yes, you are. You don't know what you're talking about.
You got a left foot and a right foot. Can you walk if both of your feet were gone?
Man, what the hell to do?
And you got a left eye and a right eye, and you can use both of those. So when you're doing stuff like that, you have people like Mark, you're making him even hate black people even more.
Who's Mark?
Because he don't understand.
Who is Mark?
Our racist caller.
James. Maze. So I don't know who Mark is.
You got a whole lot of messed up, but he don't think they do anything wrong. That's because he want white power.
James.
And white power.
Maze.
Maze. Tell him what, Jesse?
If we cash app you, will you say you fish-eyed fool?
No. I don't do everything for money.
Nice. Me neither.
Thank you, Maze.
Neither I have.
Maze, thanks for your call.
Okay, and y'all have a good one. And those that don't like it, too bad. And don't care less if you like me or not.
Right.
I look like the Statue of Liberty.
The original Statue of Liberty. I saw it on Anchor Baby Show.
I look like. You just didn't see it. Show it to him, Nick. Have a good one.
Beautiful Maze.
Thank you, Maze.
You have a good day.
Last time I tried to help Maze, I said this.
But, James, at the bottom of the hour, can we get... your guest on, you have an upcoming guest. I want to ask him about the South African thing.
Oh, okay.
Would that be infringes on your guest thing?
No, you'll be fine.
Okay.
That'd be great.
When I come back from the bottom of the hour, I want to ask him what he thinks about the whole African thing.
I'll see if I can get him.
Okay. Super chat.
Oh, well, then Nick Anchor Baby, can you DM him for me? No, Nick Anchor Baby can DM him for me.
Okay. Super chat.
Cesar, hey Jesse, it's been a week since I've been watching my ego die and working on myself. This includes doing the silent prayer every day, morning and night. During the first 2 days, I sat patiently watching what must have been over 1,000 thoughts.
Right on.
But when I opened my eyes and saw the time, only 2 minutes went by. What the?
What now? Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Good morning, Black Friday. No dancing in store.
That's right. What a mess. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet gifted the can on Pilled. Show me another group where the government has said they were going to kill them because of their skin color. Who, well, big smile.
Oh, man. Good point. Thank you.
Aaron G. Trump seems to be the... Oh, I already read that one. Thank you, guys. Late on Black Friday? Triple question mark. That's black excellence,
that
says Pastor
Chatelet. That is so glad to be late. What now? Amazing.
Lord Spike Protein with a thank you pair who's getting fit, not fat, because he has a headband on.
Thank you. Amazing.
Kid Combo 1. Each day through my window,
I watch her as she passes by.
Oh, yeah.
I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like that is truly a dream come true. Of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination.
Just my imagination.
Running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Every night on my knees I pray. Dear Lord, hear my plea.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ever let her take a love from me, or I will surely die. Ooh, heavenly, when a thought upon me.
You know what's funny is I think Kid Combo 1 is Japanese or something.
Oh, yeah?
And he gives us all these beautiful oldies.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Right on, Kid Combo 1. Amazing. Thank you.
A beautiful diamond.
I'm telling you.
Danny. All right, Jesse and the lads. I was watching these homesteaders in Alaska just in two generations. They've progressed so much, it's amazing. The whites even amaze me, and I'm white. Laughing face with tears.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone quotes from America of old, democracy is the essence of good, communism the very definition of evil. Embrace democracy or you will be eradicated. Communism, the very definition of failure. A form of government in which the state controls everything. The people are denied freedom.
Amazing. Thank you. That is deep. Thank you.
When America knew what it was fighting against, that's gone now. I want my country back.
I want my country back, but it's not coming back. That's the reality. It's over. Amazing. And it's only going to get worse. Thank you.
20 coffees. Very generous. Isaiah, the Uber driver. Thank you.
Right on. Thank you. That's deep. Appreciate it.
Kayla. Hey, guys. Or hi, guys. This week's assignment's been amazing. First, it seemed like writing down Satan's stabbings made them worse. But now I see it's showing me how meaningless each stab is.
Right
God
on.
Has given me great peace, endless gratitude to God, Jesse, and all at Bond. Thank God there's perfect peace. He means what he says. Have an amazing day.
Right on. Thank you. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Last night we had the women's forum, which we have every Thursday night of month. And I asked them, have you been counting how many times a day you've been stabbed? Because the assignment, for those who don't know, that I gave the people in fellowship for the whole week, I want you to write down how many times you've been stabbed. How many times you've been stabbed so far, Joe?
Well, yeah, after this morning, Chad was stabbing me. Experts were stabbing me. Everybody was stabbing. Callers.
Ruthless.
I lost count.
Joel's gonna learn more than all of us.
You've been stabbed so much today. We didn't want to make sure you knew. He wasn't trying to hurt you.
The only one trying to help me out.
He wasn't trying to hurt your feelings. He's like, okay, baby. I mean well. Oh. So the assignment is how many times this week The whole week, have you been stabbed? All right, that's the assignment. Yes.
Jesse, says Gregatron, I have some good news. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I am 100% Republican conservative. I'm so far right, I can hardly see myself. Black is the ace of space, but 100% American. I'm not into the black thing. Shout out to Pinocchio's helicopter.
Right on. Welcome aboard. Remind me of, I am so far right, I don't have an Afro. I have an Amerifro. There are no African drums beating in my chest. The American guitar playing in my heart. Black at the ace of space, but 100% American. Thank you. Amazing.
Someone, they always say there's a calm before the storm. I want to ask you, Jesse.
Ask!
What happens after the storm?
Perfect peace. Absolute perfect peace. Stay with it. Stay with it. Go, stay with it. Go all the way through hell. And on the other side is perfect peace. Go through the valley of the shadow of death. All those thoughts and emotions. And on the other side is perfect peace. I got to stop right there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. Amazing. Let me go quickly. Oh, I'm about to go to Daryl because Daryl waited so long. Daryl, call back. I was trying to rush to you, man. You waited so long. Let me go to Albert out of South Dakota. Albert.
Hello.
Welcome
Hello.
To the show. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
No.
Can you hear me?
No.
No?
No, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
What? Can you hear me?
No.
You're funny. Oh, that's why I love you so much. First and foremost, let me just look. I know because of time, so I've been taking notes. I'm gonna blast it out there quick, and then Hake, the Synergizer, will have to bring everything together like he does. JL, I love you. I'm white, and I love JL. The question you said, JL, that you asked was completely 100% correct. And then a period at the end of it. You don't have to say nothing. Just make people think. Just bring that the immigration thing. The question was enough, and it was just be in that question, bro.
And what, remind the people what was the questions that didn't hear and just tuned in.
Well, like when you guys was talking about the white South African immigrants, and then just the whole conversation kind of that ensued after, you know.
Okay.
It seemed like,
so Joel, you know, was it fair, right?
Yeah, what,
fair.
Oh, I see.
Okay, here we go. Fair should be removed from the English language. It's a foul word. I wrote a note right here.
A foul word?
Fair. Fair is a word that's one of the seeds into the thinking that will produce victim mentality. God
that's
is not
deep.
Fair.
Absolutely.
Hey, brother, oh, man, I'm blessed in the belly, and I'm not crying. So JL, that was on point. That was perfect.
Well, I'm
question.
Okay. I'm confused.
Yeah, and this period, you don't make people think, or Trump or whoever. All right, let him think. That's God will do his thing. And you know, if you and real biblical, was it fair Jesus would die on a cross, not expecting anything from any man? God sent his son. It was fair. That word, it's a trickery word. It gets us. Anyway, that's that.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Joel has a question for you.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Okay, yes, sir.
What are your, because the agreement, the idea of fair. Let me get to it.
Abber, hold on.
Yes,
let
sir.
Him ask
yes,
the
sir.
Question, then you respond.
Okay.
The yes, argument sir. Of fair was, Jesse, James, and Nick's argument. My argument wasn't the fair thing, but you seem to agree with that. But then you say that you agree with my question. So I'm confused on
right.
where you stand.
I agree with you that, okay, so we could fraction this thing up a thousand ways, but like, okay, so they move these 58, 48. You see how the victims of the world jump it to 5,000? You're exactly right. It should be looked at. Everyone, and if they meet that criteria, okay, South Africa, it's just like America. The black,
so it happens
to be
the
blacks
across
there and the blacks here, they're creating a lot of havoc. So they're similar. It's kind of like a sister country, but things are backwards in people's thinking, you know?
But are you saying that everybody, just like the South Africans, should be considered?
Considered,
or no?
Absolutely. Okay. And so for you to ask a question, cause other, just ask that question. You don't need an argument. The question was enough.
Fair enough.
And let it make other people think.
Right.
That's
on.
All.
Thank you, Albert. I got to take a break. I do appreciate it. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. And I'll be right back, folks.
Service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. We have done something and are doing something that we've never done before. Since the Jesse Lee Peterson Show existed for 35 years, experts have been on for almost 3 hours now, the whole show. What the? And they still have their shows to do. What the? Amazing. Listen, quick announcement. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. From 9 to 11 a.m., thehakereport.com. And then at 11, a brand new episode of The Father State, an amazing discussion with my pillow guy, Mike Lindell. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I am about to talk to my pillow guy. Can you believe that? What the?
I was an ex-addict, crack cocaine. People don't look to God when things are going good. They look for God when things are going bad. My parents divorced when I was 7 years old. It don't matter the color of the skin. You take the father out of the family, and you're going to have problems. With God, all things are possible. And God working through you, you'll get it done faster and better than anyone in history.
Amazing. At 11 a.m. this morning, brand new episode of The Father State. And remember, you can become a member of The Father State now, right there on thefatherstate.tv on YouTube there. And, or locals, you can support us that way as well. Thank you in advance. And then at 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon, Pacific Time, real energy given to him. Not on loan, but it's a gift from God. Are you dealing with this issue, too, about Africa today?
I've honestly kind of already have.
All right, I know. I saw
I'm sure yourself. People can call in and would love to discuss it further.
Right on.
But we're going to have some fun today.
And all these guys are experts on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Then check out our merch, amazing merch, on jesseleepeterson.shop. I have my own coffee, Punchy's Coffee. Good. That coffee is so good, but you want to slap your mama. What the? I never thought that I'd be coming from the plantation and having my own coffee one day. I can hear mama and dad up in heaven now. What the? Punchy got his own coffee? I hear Uncle Double C up there. I hear Uncle Libra. I hear Uncle Buddha Boy. I hear Uncle Tommy. I hear Uncle Mac. I hear Aunt Daw. I hear my mama pluck. I hear Babe Ruth and Junior. I hear all of them up there in heaven. Can't imagine. They didn't know Punch Your Heaven's on copy with it.
And Booty Boy.
And Booty Boy. Booty Boy was like one of my favorite uncles. He was the baby of the family, you know, of my uncle. And Booty Boy really was close to my mother, Pluck. And Booty Boy helped look out for us when we were growing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Booty Boy was amazing.
So he was like big brother?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But to my mother, not to me. He was like a favorite uncle to me.
Oh, I see.
I remember one time I went up to Indiana, and I was walking down the sidewalk with no shoes on, because down in Alabama, you don't wear shoes. Yeah. And so Booty Boy caught me walking with shoes down the street. He like, punching. Wear your shoes. I'm like, boy, you ain't in Alabama. He said, I better not ever catch you walking on the street with no shoes. I'm going to beat you all the way back home.
So he was mad that you had shoes on or off?
Off.
Oh, okay.
He's like, you ain't in Alabama. You're in Indiana. Yeah. He was dead. But Booty Boy was amazing. But I think my favorite uncle was Uncle WC and Uncle Libra.
Wait, so Booty Boy, he's gone. He passed.
Yeah.
So he'd be mad at you right now.
If he knew I walk around my office, no shoes.
The streets of L.A.
I'm telling you. So let me do this. So you're all invited to fellowship on Sunday morning. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right?
That's right.
All are invited. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. So Hake show is coming up right after my show. And Hake is having a guest back, Krishan the Don. And Krishan is a friend of the world. Everybody loves Krishan. And I wanted to know, he's here with me because I wanted to know, and I asked Hate permission to talk to his guests for a minute about, and then I get back to your call, about white people being brought into America from Mommy Africa, South Africa, and the blacks are dead. Krishan, thank you for coming on early like that. I appreciate it.
Of course. It's an honor to be on the Good Reverend Show. How are you, Jesse?
All is well, man. Amazing. So, what do you think about Trump bringing in white people from South Africa and the blacks are mad about it?
I mean, blacks are going to be mad about everything. That's what they do, you know? So, honestly, I don't even concern myself with black anger anymore. I don't even get annoyed by it or anything. They're going to be, I let them, like you say, suffer and die, right?
Yeah.
Now, I think the problem is, this is where my focus has been going on, is that whites have been going down the same bad road of racial identity, where white people are now really protective of their white identity, and they used to not be. And they're making a lot of emotional decisions based on that. And my thing about the Afrikaners, I believe that's what they're called, right?
Yes.
I don't know if we're, because the whole debate about, you know, immigration has been pretty important, especially in this election.
Right.
And vetting everybody that's coming in this country. Now, I'm not saying that these people haven't been vetted, but I don't know what the vetting has been. I don't know what their values are. I don't know what they believe. I know they're considered Christian, but they're Reformed Christian, or they're called Calvinists or something like that. My point is, though, I think a lot of people are just jumping to, oh, yes, we should let them in because they're white, kind of the same as an argument to the black people, as opposed to, like, let's just vet everybody and make sure everybody that's coming in is, you know, shares the same values and is going to contribute to our society.
Amazing.
Thank you,
Krishan.
Y'all
want to respond? You said thank you?
Yeah, because that's the point that's what I'm trying to say. And what my point.
This is Joel.
Yeah.
He black. Yes. He black.
Oh, but Krishan is not in there.
Right.
Okay. So basically the point is that, like, we can't either we're going to let them. If we let them in, then we got to let all people who are seeking in a proper way and vet them properly in. But like only certain people who actually need the help, like these South African people. But if we're not going to, if we're going to deny people, if we're going to say, no, you got to come in the right way, then those South African Afrikaners or whatever should be included in that. So it's either we do it or we don't. But if we do it, we need to do it properly. I don't know if
Why are we responsible for what's going on in Africa as Americans, as taxpaying citizens? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, again, I'm not saying I'm totally against it. I'm just saying we're not even discussing this. It's just become, oh, well, they're white, they should be let in. Or they're white, they shouldn't be let in. Or there's people who are saying that, you know, the whole genocide thing isn't really happening. I'm not there. I'm not saying either way. But how sure are we that that's happening? Now, the redistribution of land thing is happening. And I'm sure that's happening by force in a lot of cases. But I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know why we're seeing ourselves as the ones that are responsible for, you know, helping South Africans.
Hey, and you say, because of time?
I say this is why we whites never trust or like these mixed people. Because
the
they have this mindset of fairness. Where, and then they think that they don't think in terms of race, but they want to go against the people's right to think in terms of race and culture and
but
stuff.
But I think his point...
And every single person thinks in terms of the fallen state self.
And no.
Everybody does. And that's like a temptation that is very destructive to the country.
But that's
and
that's
you're
not
acknowledging
true.
That.
Yeah, no. But what I'm saying is it like because every time we talk about, the liberals will make an argument that we need to save these people because there's a genocide going on. Like. There's an argument, a fair argument against why we shouldn't. You get what I'm saying? Like, what's going on in South Africa is their own politics. And I'm just saying, make the argument of why I should, like, care as an American.
Because
other
than
the human.
The difference.
Other than the human side of people losing their land. I get you on that.
These guys will be contributors. They are quality seeds that will blossom and help America.
Because they're white.
Not just because they're white, but because
they're
decent
and wholesome.
But not
just because they're white.
But yes, they're white. Part of that is because they're white and also decent and wholesome and America loving.
And because they're superior.
And they have been vetted. and they didn't vote in. They didn't vote in the socialism that's destroying them. Whereas all these South Americans and Central Americans,
but we don't know exactly.
How do you know that though?
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a lot of white people.
I'm
that are
assuming
voting
because I know that Trump.
Assuming why are we assuming?
Because I'm American and I have a right to assume.
Sure, you do, but I don't think we should make decisions on who comes in this country based on assumptions.
Exactly.
No, but Trump is the one who made the decision, and he doesn't. He never assumes.
What was the assumption that was
maybe,
made?
Maybe I mean I get
that
you if you trust it.
Oh no, but that wasn't
and
the
Anchor
assumption.
Maybe
they're
has
refugees.
A question. What do you say, Anchor Baby? What was the assumption?
The assumption on this case, the assumption is their refugee status and their what they're facing, what they say they're facing. Right? I guess if you in one perspective, you could say yeah, that's an assumption.
But that, well, also, in
beyond
Africa,
that, what else is being assumed?
Our dean told us that we didn't ever used to bring in refugees or grant asylum to people.
Right.
Until we felt bad after rejecting a boatload of Jews
that
during World War II.
Who were running from Hitler.
So it was all guilt that we have this asylum thing.
Oh, that's a good point.
So we might as well, if we're going to do it, let's do it to legitimate refugees.
No. That's not the thing is this. If you're going to do it, do it across the board.
No.
If you're not going to do it, then get rid of then don't let the South African people in, period. So it's either you got to do it or you don't do it.
But the assumption is
that's
really
being,
from
you're
you.
Being
but
a Nazi, Joel. You're being too Nazi about it.
That's where I'll disagree with Joel a little bit. I don't think it's like an across the board thing. I think it's just whoever is vetted and whoever will contribute to this society.
No, that's what I mean.
Shares our values. Yeah. And here's another thing, too, is the whole asylum thing is aren't they supposed to go to like the closest country that they can seek asylum in first?
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Why are we the choice of country when it's like they could go to other countries?
Because
and
we will take them.
Because we need white babies.
We're the only country that will take them.
They're yeah. African babies.
I'll just say one last thing. Yeah. I'm saying what my last point that I'm making here is that, like, it seems as if we wanted to pick and choose that these South Africaners, for whatever reason, should be let into America because they need help, right?
But no, that's it's fine. Because they're the only
attacked.
They're the only country where the government is against the people, the entire government.
Well, regardless,
and they're making laws. They're taking their land. They're allowing them to be killed and robbed and murdered by police officers and everybody else.
Right.
And so the government is against them.
Right. But the point
but
is
that's happening
is that
all
the people,
over the world.
Exactly.
Though.
No, it's not.
Exactly.
That's not true.
Not where it's specifically against them.
Name one place.
Name one place.
No, the point is that there's
Name
people that
place.
Need help.
Name one place.
There was what is it? The Armenian genocide, right?
That's what
that was 100 years ago.
Yeah,
but let me make the point is that there's people.
Right? People all right, hold on. People are saying that there's a genocide going on in Gaza, which I disagree with, right?
What?
I disagree there's a genocide going on in Gaza, right?
It's not.
There's right. people that are saying that there is.
Right, but it's not.
So, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. There's people that they're saying that there's not
well,
a genocide in South
right.
Africa.
Right.
Well, so, only the communists disagree.
Can I just simplify it? I just simplify it. Yeah, I just simplify it. Is that the people in South Africa, regardless of their government, the people need help, right? Because of their government, but the people need help. So let's simplify it. The white people need help.
Right, because they've been genocide.
Right, regardless of why they need help, they need help. Right. So I'm just saying that I just hope Trump will give help to people who need help, regardless of where they come from
like
and
who?
Regardless of the no, color that
why?
They are.
Like who?
That's the point I'm saying.
What did you say next?
Either
Asked
you do
why.
It to everyone or you do it to none.
Let me take a call. Hold on.
I'm America first.
There
That's
you
all
go.
I'm gonna say. Base. I'm America first.
What's your website?
It's been striked.
Oh.
But you can go to Rumble.
You gotta know how to rumble.
The Misfit Nation on yes. user on Rumble.
Okay, let me go to first time caller out of Texas. Sharita out of Texas. Sharita, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Sharita.
And hi, Jesse Screw. I don't have everybody's names down there.
No, don't worry. Yeah.
I've only been listening for about 2 months. I saw your Hodge Twins interview.
It was amazing,
and
huh?
You are amazing. You said things out loud that I'm like, wow, he must have been reading my mind the last couple of years.
Right on.
About everything. So I just said, let me listen to this man. And you're amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Amazing.
I've enjoyed listening to the discussion this morning, I watched your interview with, I think you said his name, Yost, from South Africa.
Yes, that was an amazing. Have you seen that, Chris?
Yeah.
What was it? I didn't hear.
I interviewed one of the CEO from South Africa.
Orania.
And they're building this white town, Orania, for whites only. And it's amazing. I interviewed him. You can check it out. It was this week's podcast. But go ahead, Sharice.
Okay.
It's hard because I actually agree with everyone's point on this.
Yes.
Joel brought some things to mind this morning that, you know, I didn't think about. So I don't know. I just feel like for our country, the immigration system has been jacked up for so long. I just feel like maybe just pausing everything and starting from scratch and getting this thing right, where people are properly vetted and you're not just opening the floodgates, where there's not human trafficking involved, where there's not gangs making crime networks and people taking advantage of. And it's crazy right now.
I know. It's a mess. Well, the Great White Hope is cleaning all that up. It's going to change.
Yeah, and I appreciate that he is.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Call me again. Because of time, I got to run, but call me again.
Okay, I sure will.
All right. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Sweet.
Super chat.
Super chats. Someone says, when in doubt, go be in silence and still be, be still and do nothing. Yeah. God will take that which is doubt and uncertainty away, and you will see clearly what to do.
Absolutely. Amazing.
Someone, Jesse, I want you to try this. It's my mind was blown. I'd always set an alarm to wake up, but I noticed I always snooze the alarm and go right back to sleep. So I decided not to use an alarm. And Jesse, I got up every time, the right time. It's so amazing.
Well, I don't use alarms. And I get up at 3 a.m. in the morning. I never use alarms. But you're right. We have an alarm clock within us. It's there. Amazing. Thank you.
I don't use an alarm, but I overslept yesterday. Alpha. T. Smith says coffee on Cash App.
Thank you. Amazing.
Valerio. Nice.
Nice.
Oh, Valero. Pardon me. I don't know how to read.
He white.
Yeah. Dan the expat. I had a dog that appeared to be dying. I took her to a vet who said she needed a total blood replacement. $2,000 15 years ago. I thought, well, that's too bad. She's going to die. And when she got to the point she couldn't lift her head, I fed her thin slices of lunch meat and gave her water from a syringe. She slowly regained her strength and lived on for years.
Right on. You can take care of yourself, folks. Don't forget that. Amazing. Thank you.
That was on Bond Rumble.
Right on.
Anthony, who cares about Diddy and his whores?
I know. What? No.
Cody.
Free Diddy.
Yeah, nice. That was on Cash App. Bond JLP, Cash App. Cody says, with three coffees, big fan of the show. Do you think that Sasquatches are real? And what's your views on it? Do you think there may be remnants of Nephilim? What's silly questions, I know, but biblical response. On
I don't know what Sasquatches are.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot?
Yeah. Thanks in advance for your response. Hashtag Sasquatch ain't no beta. Smiley.
Amazing. No, I don't. I don't know if they're real or not.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question, but I don't know. Amazing.
No more thoughts on the biblical question.
What would happen if you came out of your movie? What would happen if you came out of your movie?
I don't know, but I guess I would be outside.
Amazing. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank
y'all so much. So let me do this. Krishan, last word about South Africa. Tell the people how to get your podcast and what you're doing. And then I know you're coming up for hate. And we're about to end right now, so I want to get everybody in. Krishan, last word.
Yeah, like I said, I'm America first, so I'm just all about our best interest. So that's my whole point on the South African thing. Just make sure the best people are coming in here, and I trust that Trump may be vetting them the right way. So if anybody's going to, he will. You could follow me at Krishan the Don on X, at the Misfit Nation podcast on YouTube. That's my backup channel. That's all we have left on YouTube, and we are moving over to Rumble. At the Misfit Nation on Rumble, you can follow the user page and the channel page.
Well, I appreciate you coming on at such a short notice. Thank you.
Of course.
Joel, last word.
Yeah, so I can care less whether or not Trump lets people in or doesn't let people in. Whatever he's doing, I trust that he's going to do what he sees to do. So that's not the issue. My thing is more so that if you do one thing, you got to back it up across the board, right? You do one thing, it got to be fair to everybody. If you reject everybody, then that's fine too, but make sure you're rejecting everybody. So choose one, but you got to be across the board, whatever you do. That's my point.
How can people get your show?
Go to Joel Friday TV on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. I'm on there as well. You can check out the show live Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Amazing. Hake, last word.
Shout out to the white South African refugees and the rejects no longer welcome. Shout out to you as well. We love you. We're praying for you from afar. Figure it out. And by the way, you can find all of us, JLP, Joel Friday TV, American Anchor Baby, and The Hake Report on punchy.tv,
oh, yes.
FYI.
Amazing.
Except, I think, oh yeah, Anchor Baby can stream this on Fridays. Nice. TheHateReport.com. Thanks.
Right on. Anchor Baby, last word.
Amazing conversation. Thank you so much. American Anchor Baby on YouTube.
Right on.
And all social media.
Thank you all so much. We have never had the best first off for the whole 3 hours. We had no other choice today. And there are so many other callers that I had wanted to get to, but there are only so much time in 3 hour period. So thank you all. I'll get to you on Monday. And the Super Chats, we'll finish up those on Monday as well. Thank you all for your support. I'll see you on Sunday at Fellowship. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Get on that straight and narrow path and just stay there no matter what. Stay with it. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. And most of all, drop the anger. Forgive your mothers and your father, and you shall be free. Not that you might be free, you will be free. Thank you all so much. Amazing show today. And to the callers, I can't play no more. I'm out of time for today. I forgot to do the treasure chest.
I forgot to do the chest. So we're opening up the treasure chest on the D-Live crew, guys.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. No more super chats, Andrew?
Oh, we do have super chats. Let's read them. So over on YouTube, Jamie. Jesse, did you pick your own coffee?
Good question. No, I had my slave master get it for me.
Nice. Lin Yen Chin, ask the Prince of Prance and Sparkle Blouse if they understand any ANC accepts my metric for calmness levels. Joel once asked for a breakdown, so did JLP. He blat. Lin Yen Chin, Prince of Prance should know nation.
Are you the Prince of Prance?
Equals, no, that's Joel Friday. He dances.
Oh, you, oh.
Equals genome.
What do you call it, Prince of what?
The Prince of Prance.
Prance?
Oh.
A nation is the largest extension of a family. America, the nation, is white. WHITE. The rest of us are guests.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. CC777, Joel wants DEI fairness. What the?
No, I don't.
Chris, blacks always fall into the black thing. We don't want that.
That's for sure.
And we'll have to read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. I'm out of time. Take care. Hate Report coming up now. Then the FatherState.tv brand new episode. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time. Goodbye and thank you all.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Pachi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Pachi's coffee.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent...